fucking coronavirus.
Hey, what's poppin', people? And welcome to another wartime coronavirus broadcast. Technically, most people probably listening on Thursday.
Did you say wartime?
Yes, it's war. We're at war now. I think the president said that today.
You know what other phrase I'm sick of hearing is, we're in desperate times.
I like bleak. Bleak is a good one.
Well, everything's bleak.
Bleak is a good qualifier.
Desperate. Are we really in desperate times?
We're all the good human interest stories about how we're coming together and we're overcoming something and that sort of stuff.
A few of those.
Everyone for themselves.
I think there will be a almost distinct line where we go from all this shitty stories and the horrific nature of this to the human interest stories, to the point that we'll be sick of the human interest stories. I promise you.
Yeah.
No, what I thought would happen is we'd go from the shitty stories to the human interest stories to back to just savagery and all-out war with each other, hand-to-hand combat.
Well, let's
toilet paper.
It could happen.
Toilet paper.
The toilet paper wars.
We are live on Facebook for the Drew and Mike Show from the Deals in the D.com studios. And our sponsors, let's see, Facebook Live is brought to you by GrowGreen, who've stepped up and added to their advertising since some other people dropped out, which is so helpful.
Thank you.
They've been stocking their giant 35,000 square foot store to the rafters to ensure your grow keeps the lights on during the pandemic. Shop the entire store online at growgreenmi.com or call and build your order with one of their amazing sales reps. Once your order's placed, it'll be picked, packed, and shipped within 24 hours. Or you can call, schedule a curbside pickup. Stay in your car the entire time. You know, like anything you can stay in the car the entire time for.
Yeah.
I find that to be, like, if somebody's showing me around somewhere, hey, you want to go inside? I'll just stay in the car.
Oh, like if you have to take Kristen to Art Van or Marshall's, just stay in the car.
Something like that, yeah.
I frequently do that. No, absolutely.
I think if given the option,
so much crap about it.
If given the option to stay in the car, I think I'm the kind that usually stays in the car. I can usually I can see enough from the car.
The car's safe. The car is your own little isolation chamber. I think the car
is. And the business of getting in and getting out and seeing something that you may not have needed to see anyway.
I don't need to see anything on those shopping trips. I can catch up on my shows.
No, if you can push Kristen to do that for you, I think that's great.
Madeline would rather listen to some tunes, too.
Store will remain open till told otherwise, so get stocked up now, as no one knows if stores will be forced to close just yet. Call our guys at GrowGreen, 810-299-2900. Shop online at growgreenmi.com or visit the store in M36 in Whitmore Lake.
See, we're not shopping.
That's not a song. Maddie's just going, if that's a song, it's a terrible song, whether she's getting it right or not.
It is a terrible song.
No, it's not.
By the way, Trudy is here. People don't know that because there's no camera for her today. So they're a little worried on Facebook Live that you're remote.
No, I'm all right.
You're self-quarantined because we all know you're pretty much patient zero for this podcast.
By the way, why not move my camera to Trudy?
No, that's cool. I'm all right.
I don't want to see you. Camera. Why don't we just move mine to Trudy?
That just seems crazy to not have Trudy on camera.
Here, put my camera on. I'll put it on Trudy.
Although, I tell you.
Even though my camera's the worst.
I was performing.
Fixed it.
What'd you do?
See, I'm not nude either, as Don Woodward suspected.
Nude.
Okay, so Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel doing little monologue type things from home now.
Colbert as well.
For late night. Yeah. Colbert in his bathtub. In a suit.
And then yesterday in the, I think he was by a fire yesterday.
Colbert
really
was?
Yeah.
Kimmel, I noticed, you know, Kimmel's funny.
Kimmel's was the best.
No matter what. I really liked Kimmel. I think he's just funny anywhere.
Yeah.
Fallon, not so much. I don't like him in a studio. I mean, I like Jimmy okay, but I'm not a big Tonight Show
fan. That is not his natural element. That's what I suspect is wrong with Fallon.
He's a better.
Is that he has to do this goofy stuff, and I don't. Does he not believe in it or something? I don't know.
I'm afraid he does believe in it. That's what worries me.
Is he that? We didn't know all these years he was that big a
soft.
I think he likes cute little games.
He does like cute little games a lot. Yeah.
Savannah Guthrie was also at home.
Yeah.
The cool thing about being at home is that you get to see something about their house. And I always am hoping that I'll find out more. Or I'll see something that I wasn't supposed to see.
Yeah.
So that's kind of exciting.
What did you find out?
Like some lube on the corner of
exactly. Yeah, behind Savannah.
Savannah left her bong out.
Huge dildo.
There was also some really strange news today. You know, Kevin Durant was a big deal because, you know, so many kids love Kevin Durant. I think it hit home for a lot of people. Like, Kevin Durant, which, of course, he's not going to die.
Man, but, does he look like he's very upset about that? Or is that just his face?
He's pretty cool customer.
He just looked like he was really scared.
I think he's more scared.
That's just his face.
I think he's more scared that his injury won't be recovered to make him the great player that he always was. Then he's scared about Corona. But that's if I had to guess.
Oh, well. But he's a basketball player, though. They get first in line, firsties.
I know.
Yes, they do. And that
unfair
was,
firsties.
That came up at the press conference today with Trump.
It did. Oh yeah, and he kind of was dismissive about it. And he's right in that, you know. Oh yeah, that's how the world works.
Well, I guess it is.
That's right.
NBA players, I mean, they got a whole team tested. You got like three people in the country have been tested, and the entire Jazz gets tested.
I know. The Lakers just all got tested, but they were quick to point out.
And boom goes the dynamite.
As if this makes it any better, they're quick to point out. It's just the players, not like personnel or any of the little people, just the millionaires that we all love to watch.
They're not even playing, so why do we care? And by the way, if the Jazz guy has coronavirus, then they all do.
I'm going to be pissed.
So don't test the rest of them. Just assume that they have it.
This is for you, Jazz.
Move, bitch. You got coronavirus. Ooh, shit. You got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus.
Jazz has coronavirus.
If I find out those NBA players did not drive up to one of the drive-thrus and sit in line like everyone at Beaumont and all the Beaumont extensions, which, you know, many of them open, a lot of people being tested, and that's why our curve right now is not flattening at all. It's going straight up.
Mm-hmm.
It looks terrible. And every day there's more deaths than the day before and more people with the virus, but that's because we're testing so many people. So it's not to worry. If it's like this in 2 weeks, I think I'll be more worried.
You know, what does it take 5 days for the onset of it? And we really just closed everything down on Monday? Is that when we closed everything?
Yeah. That's when school closed.
So, what, Saturday? I expect Sunday into Monday there's going to be just an explosion of positive
so
test
results. I was at the Wings game.
Yeah, you were.
The previous Sunday. So it's been...
I'm going to socially distance myself a little
further
from
you. It's been a sufficient amount of time.
I hate to point this out, but before the show today, I was rating all the people that come from the Red Shovel Network in terms of their risk level.
Risk factor.
In terms of other people in the Red Shovel Network getting the coronavirus. I gave myself a 1.
How prudent of you.
I thought it was very good. Prudent. It was very managerial of me, unlike me. But I was concerned.
And you didn't make us work from home either, so that's another good manager.
Not yet.
Decision.
I'd give you a 1. That's a good number. You don't go nowhere.
No, I haven't been going anywhere. I've been really chill.
Have you been to 7-Eleven?
I have been to 7-Eleven.
Do you open the door with your hand?
Yes, I do.
Do you wash your hands immediately when you get home?
I have been washing my hands quite a bit. I can't say
every time.
Specific rule. Question.
Every time.
I wasn't until Gordon Ramsay showed me how to do it. Now,
no, that helped.
Now I'm washing.
I think you might be at a 2.
Okay, I'll give myself a 2.
I wasn't until Hugh Jackman showed me.
I gave Mark and Brandon 1s because you guys don't seem to be really, although you're around Denny, and I think Denny is going to be signing autographs. I just feel some signing coming up that he won't want to miss.
I don't think he's going to be. No, he didn't travel last weekend, and even though he probably has a show booked, I'm sure that show is not going to go on with their event.
Okay. I might raise your score a half a point, because I think Denny would go if it was allowed to go on.
Yeah, I could see him going. He likes to keep busy.
He does. He likes those events, and he likes the money,
too. Does he have to fly when he goes to...
No, he drives.
He drives does
drive.
There?
He drives all over the country.
All right, quarter point. Honestly, I cannot believe the Denny that comes in here drives to all these events.
It's amazing. So we record No Filter on Monday mornings, and I get here, I don't know, around 9 a.m., and Denny will come in around 10 a.m., and he's like, I just got into the state like an hour ago.
Wow.
So he'll go all-nighters just to get to the show.
Driving all night. He's up all night. It's kind of crazy.
So you're one. I shook someone's hand today. I was a little scared afterwards, too.
Oh, sure. I'm sure that was a mistake.
You know what's funny, though? After I shook his hand, because my shower needs to be fixed in my house, so he's doing tile and all this work. So he shakes my hand, and the whole time I'm talking to him, I'm like, don't touch your face. Don't touch your face. Don't touch your face.
I bet you're banging your roommate that was in the shower.
Maybe.
I elbowed my roofer guys, both of them. Mm.
Well, that's good. I mean, we're all getting used to this, but I mean.
Where do I rate?
Well, I'm getting there.
All right, so you're we're twos or ones. Okay.
Yeah, I think we're pretty close to ones, to be honest. And then as we moved along, I thought, my Trudy, she went to that Wings game. She's a social person. She needs to be around people, it seems. Attends a lot of events.
She can't say no when people tell her to be around people.
That's part another, that's not my fault.
She has another office that could be described as a Petri dish.
Oh, yeah.
She's at iHeart. Right. Mojo has a show with 10,000 people in it. They're milling about all morning. I mean, there's so many people working in that show, you can't believe it. So, plus, D is your friend.
Yes.
D is a good friend.
D is out every night.
She's an animal.
Until now. Now she's like, she does not know what to do because.
I know, but I just shut down think all the bars. D is going to have.
She's a spreader.
She's going to have a couple falls. she's going to have a couple setbacks. She's going to fall off the isolation wagon. So, I don't know. Actual audio of D. So, I don't know. I got to give Trudy a 7.
Oh, my God. A 7?
That's about right.
I just.
Well, then I should leave.
Well, we might have to talk about that. Zuv's gets a 6 because he lives with you.
Right.
But he's not as reckless.
I don't know, though. He goes out. He goes to a lot of places. He's been to the gym a lot.
Did you hear what happened to Zuv's at the gym?
I heard that they drained the hot tub while he
with
was
him in it.
He was in the hot tub. I'm pretty sure they said, hey, Zoobs, get out.
How stubborn are you you refuse to get out of a hot tub while they're draining it?
Just hung out in there until they drained it. And then you were just, what, sitting there in your underwears?
Nude. It was nude. That's why he didn't want to get out.
You know what? That you should rate him higher because that means all the like crappy water and sweat off of all the bodies drained through him.
I'm upping both of you. He's going to a 7.
And he's been touching his face this whole time, too. that's another point.
Except he's pretty paranoid about his health. So, I mean, I think he's the kind of person.
Dying ASAP.
Mike Galloway.
If he's sick, he'll get tested quickly.
Mike Galloway has a good question. Who wants to know if Zoo sanitizes his phones?
Do you? That's another point. Seven I'm and telling a half. You, I think you're lowballing Zoo.
7.5.
Nobody touches each other's phones, though. So, I don't think
you set it down on stuff.
Yeah, surfaces. You're right. So, okay. Then moving along to Charlie LaDuff. Mm. Charlie was at the prison.
Oh, he's working from home.
He's too worried about other people, I'm afraid. And so, you know, he was at American Coney Island helping clean up and disinfect. So he was at least disinfecting.
Hot dogs. You know I have irritable bowel syndrome, you racist.
But he is very concerned about it. I talked to him today. I'm going to give him a 4.
Wait, what?
Well,
that's it.
A 4? He's at prison and
he's not going
to
a workplace.
I went to a Red Wings game.
Prison's worth at least 2.
That isn't even possible.
That's at least 3 points.
There's no cross contamination because there was ice where the floor was.
There were contaminated people in the building the day before. There's a piston who got coronavirus. There were those two guys from the Jazz. I think Charlie, okay, maybe Charlie gets a 5. Bob, I asked Charlie about Bob. He said, well, he's touching boards at Fox 2, production boards. Other people touching those boards. We don't know how often they're sanitized. I got to give Bob a 3 or 4 at least because I think Bob will have common sense. Karen Dumas, she's a big unknown. Mm. She's a big X factor. I would assume Karen would be quarantining.
You see what Dan Evans said? Charlie uses Mark's microphone.
What does that mean?
That means by transference, by electricity, you're a 4.
About Eli using yours.
Wait, no. I sanitize this thing all the time.
Yeah, we've been cleaning these things.
We have been cleaning it. I think we're doing a good job. Seriously. Okay, so then that takes us to ML Elric.
Oh, boy.
And I know Mark seems to have great concern about ML.
Convinced he's already had it.
You piece of garbage.
Very sick.
And they didn't know what it was.
He got better. He was tested for the flu, too, and he didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's the case, if he's already had it, would we lower him for that?
He had a dry cough.
Yeah.
No, you get
it. He was really sick.
You can't lower him because you can get it again.
I was very sick 3-4 weeks ago, too. I mean,
I was too.
Did you have a dry cough?
Yeah, I had the dry cough. I had the trouble breathing. Yeah. That was like 4 weeks ago.
Guys already had it. You could you infected us.
Wait, don't you remember when I didn't have a dry cough. A day off work? Didn't I call in sick one day?
Yeah, I didn't know you had a dry cough and trouble breathing.
There it was.
What was your fever?
Breathing. I don't think I ever had a fever.
Well,
I think you're up to a five.
I moved there. Yeah.
What is ML doing? He seems like he's always moving.
He's
he can't
always
stop.
Somewhere doing something. And he's been at press conferences covering Duggan.
Duggan's father died.
And he was at the press conference. He's at all those press conferences.
Right, did he need to go to that press conference? How old was Duggan's dad? No, I'm not.
That's this beat, though. I'm
not being rude about it, but Mike, isn't Mike about 60? I mean,
that's his new gig with the Free Press.
Like couldn't he have gotten a quote over the phone or something? So
aren't funerals moving to like live
streaming? Streaming, yeah, yes, yeah. They are. They're streaming.
That sucks.
All right, so Elric's got to be a 6 at least. Maybe more.
Oh, my God. I'd put him at 11.
What's Kennedy at?
Oh, Kennedy's off the charts. She doesn't
break.
Come here, though.
She's 8-ish, I suppose.
Now you got to move to Sean, because I'm worried about Sean's
a full
exposure.
10 for Pink Eye.
Sean was the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, right when they canceled it.
Was he at the two games that were played?
I don't think so. I think he was going there for Michigan and Michigan State.
I feel like there's a gender bias because two of the chicks got the highest scores. I don't know what that's coming from, but
it's an unconscious bias.
You have to watch your behavior more. Have you been out anywhere besides home
TJ
and
Maxx
iHeart?
Last night?
TJ Maxx, why? That's a cesspool.
No, it's.
I have no idea.
There was no one in there, and it was weird because you couldn't go down the same aisle as another person because you know you just felt like.
Did you touch the door
violating
handle?
Their space.
What? Did you touch the door handle?
Yeah, I did.
Zoofs, has she been out much? Out and about? Not too much. No, not too much? Okay. Work. Still work.
I mean, that's a lot of people. I went to 7-Eleven today, and I used the door handle. I had a wipe. Open the door. But this guy in front of me at line walks out the door, and the two people behind the counter start talking about how dirty his hands were. Oh, my God. I said, you guys are judging people?
Hey, I like that. I like that 7-Eleven employees are being careful about this.
Are we going to have an explosion of germaphobes when this is all
yes.
said and done?
Yeah, we will.
You think so? Really?
I do.
Everybody's going to be Howard Hughes. We're all going to be jarring our urine. It's going to be crazy.
You don't think we'll go back to being the disgusting humans we were beforehand?
Eventually,
yeah,
most will.
Yeah, because
most
there's
will.
A sense of freedom in that.
It's way easier.
I want to jar my urine for sure, though, because that makes it much easier.
Jar urine.
To go to the bathroom, then you have to wash your hands every time.
What a concept. That's
just sounds really like a thinking. Lot of work.
I know. I just think of that movie with the Howard Hughes movie.
Yeah.
Where he just had
the
room which just had jars lined up of his urine. What the hell? Although you probably could tell something about his health from looking at the transition in coloration. I don't know.
This is really funny. Tom does say on Facebook Live he sneezed at CVS and everyone stared at him. There's this crazy judgment going on. Like that. If you're out in public and someone coughs or sneezes, everyone just freezes and stares at the person.
Yeah.
It's scary times. We're at war. We're at war with an unseen enemy.
We're in desperate times.
Cover your cough with your elbow like this.
So I was thinking about not just us and not just our levels. I'm lowering Trudy to 5, by the way.
Oh.
Zoopsy gets a 4. Maybe a 4.5 being in that hot tub. But
a quick rundown real quick so I can write these. I want to write these down to see if they change real quick. So
Drew's a 2. I'm a 1.
You're a 1.
I don't fall. Okay, cool. Yeah. I'll take the 1.
Charlie's a 4.
Unfair. Low.
ML, maybe. ML, what is ML?
ML's realistically an 8.
An 8? Okay. We've got to keep our eye on him.
Sean, I'll put it at a 6. Sean.
ML was late getting the notes. Was he somewhere? He was probably out somewhere.
That dude's dying ASAP.
He was covering the Duggan, his father passing.
Why would he be late with the notes for that? Duggan's 60. His dad's got to be 90, right? Well. No disrespect intended, but
like
a
either.
Phone call could have been.
I mean,
what did he find out by being there in person?
I don't know. Let's see if his story's posted.
You know, what's interesting about this is you can easily determine who the greediest motherfuckers in this whole world are by who's still open, who's still running, who people are talking about. You know, the NBA and the NHL and college basketball. That was, to me, they led the greed pile there.
Yeah.
Because the players aren't even paid. So the people performing, they're not even being paid. Why would you ever put them at any risk? They're student athletes. And all this baloney about, well, we're just staying here and look and helping. Why? Everyone else has canceled everything. You're going to put 20,000 people in a room together?
Then you got the big three, who certainly I would not have expected them to lead the greed pile. Mm-hmm. Would you?
No.
Aren't you surprised it took them this long?
Very much so, because they have stuff coming in from other countries, don't they? Constantly. And
well, Europe is canceled. They're not running factories over there. They had someone test positive. Was it in Dearborn at a plant?
Oh, boy.
FCA had someone test positive.
I can't
positive.
Remember where exactly, but yeah.
Chrysler had one. So then it was, these plants are shut down for at least all right. And then they had a deal, supposedly, that was going to be a sort of a part-time thing, and now they've just shut the factories down.
Yep.
So they were certainly up there. The
smart.
Casinos.
Yeah,
that
took
open.
Them a long
casinos.
Time. They were
pretty greedy.
They were trying to say, oh, okay, so we'll partition off this room and there's only 10 people in this room.
Get the
in this
fuck
big...
out of here. Are you kidding me?
No, they were coming up with all kinds of schemes.
And the hotels are still open, by the way.
Are they?
Oh, really?
What are you going to do with the hotel? I stayed at one of the casino hotels here. I'm not going to say which. They didn't even have pay-per-view. I was like, how can you not have, this is probably 10 years ago. I'm like, how could you not have pay-per-view? This
Where?
Is like a luxury hotel. It was
a casino?
One of our local casinos.
Yeah,
it's because they
hotel.
Want you on the floor.
Yeah,
exactly.
You watching their movies?
So now you're going to go there and they have no pay-per-view?
Yeah,
are you
point.
Fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
But they're open, so there's
the Vegas
there.
Hotels, are they shut down?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
they are
today.
Shut down.
Clear everybody out of there?
Yes.
They also want to bail out.
They what? What? Fuck
no,
off.
Wait. The Vegas casinos want to bail.
Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, there was
Are
talk
you
about it.
Fucking
I think that's about as far as it
I'll
went.
I'll talk about it.
Find
fuck
that story.
No. Absolutely not.
No.
That's a license to print money. Are you fucking kidding me?
I know.
They don't. If they,
do you think
if they don't have enough money, they should be investigated immediately for fraud of some sort.
That's
that they've
such
been
bullshit.
Committing.
And the airlines are getting, what, $50
billion? No, don't even say that to me.
Yep.
I know. I'm so pissed about that. It's disgusting.
I want to work in an industry that's, you know.
No, go to hell. Just go to hell.
Is the airlines, by the way, is that a loan? Like the big three got a loan? I mean, the big
you
three
know,
paid it back.
It just passed, so I have no idea.
It better fucking be a loan.
Well,
what am I going to do if it's not?
How are they going to pay it back, though? Because they did all their, because
they were making tons of money.
Financial maneuvers. And
their stock buyback.
Yeah.
That's where all the cash went.
So how are they going to pay it back? They don't have it anymore.
When they start raping us again. When they're going to make the seats are going to be this big by the time this is over.
Yeah, we'll be nude. They'll charge us to wear clothes on the
overweight
plane.
People have to buy 5 seats.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God, how annoying.
Did you see what just announced will be closed tomorrow? The stock market trading floor, so no traders on
I
the floor.
I wondered about that. Like, honestly, I did wonder.
Isn't it all done with computers anyway? Why do they really need those people?
I don't know what they do.
They need the picture of them with their head in their hands. The market goes down 6% more.
Okay,
I'm
so
scared.
Then the one that is honestly just unconscionable. How can the beaches in Florida be open when these 20-year-olds can't help themselves but go? Did you see the shots from the beaches yesterday?
Yeah, I think they're closed now.
They are closed, yeah.
No, they just closed
Miami,
them.
Fort Lauderdale,
but
Fort Myers.
They were open yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, when Kennedy left Fort Myers, she said was still in question, but I heard that they closed today.
They
so.
Did, yeah.
BuzzFeed put out a picture. It was, 13 of the most selfish people in the world.
Oh, great.
And they had a series of pictures of people lined up to get into bars on St. Patrick's Day in like Wrigleyville and East Lansing and everywhere else, which I don't know, it's kind of surprising. I guess every day it seems people get a little better.
What events are left? It's just businesses now, right?
Right.
Yeah. By the way,
retail. I mean, small retail.
Nordstrom,
there's a lot of retail open.
Nordstrom's not open.
Nordstrom's
not? They
really?
Sent me.
Really?
Wait, did you try to go to Nordstrom's?
No, they sent me an email the other day.
Is that why you're at TJ Maxx?
No, I was bored, and I needed socks.
I mean, the mall, aren't
Wait,
some malls?
You really needed socks that badly. It was worth the risk coronavirus
it was
and bring it to all of us.
Hey, you don't want to share your
socks?
New socks. That's you don't want to share them like Jonah Stillman because you can get coronavirus.
That's true. See?
That's what happened to Jonah.
It was a pretense for
going. Wait, why did you need socks? And I quote.
It was a pretense for going.
You just needed to shop. You're bored.
I was bored. And but I found out they have wipes and stuff there. It's their makeup removal wipes, but they're still wipes.
Do they kill anything?
No,
they have wipes. Always nice to be in a place with wipes.
I felt like I was being aware of where resources might be in case we
Fake.
Needed them.
That's almost as bad. And now I know where the gene comes from, because Joey's been searching for workout equipment because the gym's closed. I'm like, really? You can't go 2 months without working? You can't just go dig holes in the backyard or flip tires?
Oh, yeah.
Do push-ups or walk around your neighborhood? I don't know. Flip tires, I like traps.
Yeah, just watch Rocky.
Scrape the car. Rocky,
the Dolph Lundgren.
Four, yeah.
There was, let's see.
Mike, by the way, about your bathroom, did you scrape the cock off of your bathtub?
No, why?
When you did that? Remember when you...
all the gross stuff around it?
Yeah, the...
I'm not touching
cock?
It.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I was just...
No way, man. Wondering. I'm not getting any diseases right now.
Ooh.
I'm trying to find this man on the street from Florida that I saw who said that he's not worried about coronavirus because they're on the sand. Which I don't know what he knows that we don't.
I was going to say that Mesa, we probably lost $10,000 on St. Patrick's Day. I know. It just sucks. Oh my God.
$10,000.
And we're probably going to lose at least that much on Cinco de Mayo. And thankfully, at first when I was thinking about it, I was like, oh my God. How many partners do we have? Oh, so it's divided by this. What's my percentage? And I was maybe a little selfish, but it's still... just blows every day looking at the number going, oh my God. But fortunately, Mesa does have curbside delivery.
You guys moved to that pretty fast. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. We did. And we also promised we would make our employees good, which may be easier to do than I thought, because if everybody gets $1,000, you know, we can at least make it a lot easier to make sure they made what they made in February.
I just hope people spend that money.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tangible.
I think they're going to have to. A lot of people are going to have to spend it on rent and mortgage.
Spend your money well.
You saw that Amazon was flirting with the idea of restricting orders to only medical.
That was their warehouses, though. It might just take you longer to get other things, but they're focusing on the more.
It's because people don't want to go out because now they are afraid to. And so they're like, I have to get eyeshadow.
So no guarantee of 2-day delivery for a toy or something.
Well, they didn't say that, but that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah. I have to tell you, there have been many moments.
They could refund some Prime memberships.
There have been many moments where I have felt that. I cannot believe we are not more resourceful than this. And I'd say the moment I most feel that way is when they talk about the shortage of masks, those little masks. We can't mass produce. We can't convert a factory or
Nobody can predict this.
Nobody could predict it. But really, those little masks, I mean, are they that hard to make in mass? I mean, they're made. They've got to be going down an assembly line, right?
Right.
How many masks we fucking need every day?
Just paper, right?
Pretty much.
Paper and
it's got a little thing around it. I mean, I just, to think that that would be screwing us as a country.
Don't you think there'd be some kind of plan in place for if something like this happened that a factory could convert very fast?
Well, you know, Charlie and I were talking. Charlie's going to be on the show tomorrow. Charlie's into a lot of
What's his number?
Charlie lit up.
Is he at now 4 or 5?
He's at a 4.
Okay.
We talked on the phone.
Just saying.
But he is coming in. That's right. Yeah, that's
I'm going to have to wear our scarlet numbers.
And we'll dig into more of his activities and find out what he's been doing for future reference.
So what are you going to say, though, about him?
Well, Charlie was saying that, you know, there was all this talk about homeland security and emergencies and what we did. And the amount of money we've spent on homeland security, the trillions, I think it's trillions of dollars. And some of this stuff, there's no plan in place. I mean, doesn't that seem amazing? But then if you think back about Homeland Security and you think back of those little towns in South Dakota said, yeah, we got $100,000 we got to spend. It's crazy. So we're buying this incredible, you know, buying stuff we don't need.
Tanks.
Tanks and military equipment that the federal government needs to sell.
Yeah.
So that's where a lot of that.
Totally fucked it all away.
Yeah,
fucked a lot of it away. But, I mean, Homeland Security, wasn't this their job? Wasn't this sort of their department would be sort of involved in
Health and Human Services, too, though?
CDC, Health and Human Services, but Homeland Security was the kind of, this is crazy department, you know.
Where is FEMA?
We're going to help when things are crazy!
Yeah, what department is FEMA?
Where is FEMA? Is it
got to be Health and Human Services, right?
It's Federal Emergency ballpark. Management, so...
I'm not going to pretend I understand what all these departments do, but Homeland
Security too many of them.
Is clearly the, this is fucked! Yeah. We're fucked! Department.
And we're there.
Clearly, isn't it? And we are, and wouldn't you think that, I don't know, masks or something like that, they'd have somebody have an idea?
It's a crazy idea, but I'm starting to think maybe we don't need the Department of Homeland Security because they really don't seem to do much. And we did okay until...
I'm inclined to agree with you, but...
I guess the idea was to get certain entities under one roof so they communicated a little better because 9/11 was a disaster, but...
Look what New York has done on their own with terrorism and Homeland Security. And I got to say, I've been impressed with the mayor, the governor of New York.
Fredo?
Cuomo. Yeah. No, not Fredo. That's the TV Cuomo.
But didn't Trump call him Fredo in a tweet not that long
ago? Did he? Probably. Yeah. I think he's shown good leadership. I mean,
Cuomo.
I don't know much about Cuomo in terms of he's probably for something that somebody listening right now is going, how dare you? He's anti-gun or something like that. I don't know what it is. So don't bust me on that. I just think he's shown good leadership.
Did you see
Chris's big bro?
Did you see his interview with Chris yesterday?
Wait, Chris interviewed him.
He interviewed the governor of New York. Why wouldn't he?
Whatever.
Did you see where
don't
it went?
Don't we see enough of Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, as it is?
Cuomo.
You didn't see what happened or where it went? It's so stupid. It's so stupid.
Curfew. I don't like the word curfew. Dad tried to have a curfew for me. I never got past the resentment. But I do believe you'll see more tightening if the numbers don't slow.
Your problems with the curfew. It's the least of your problems.
Just so you know. I never fight. You violated the curfew all the time. Caused much pain, but that's a different story.
I don't believe in rules. Governor Andrew Cuomo, I appreciate you coming on the show. I love you. I'm proud of what you're doing. I know you're working hard for your state, but no matter how hard you're working, there's always time to call mom. She wants to hear from you. Just so you know.
Yeah, I called mom. I called mom. Okay, that was before I came on the show.
That is so dumb.
By the way, she said I was her favorite.
She never said that.
Good news is she said you were her second favorite. Second favorite son, no. Christopher.
We both know neither of us are mom's first or second favorite in the family. I can't believe you're lying to my audience. You've blown the credibility of the entire interview. I should have ended it before.
Second favorite son. Oh. Listen to the words.
Okay.
I want you two to kiss each other.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
Andrew made his sister sound like the biggest idiot today. Did you happen to catch any of that?
No.
He was talking about... Oh, my sister called, and she said, I want to get tested. I want to get the kids tested. And I'm like, well, do they have any symptoms? No, but they might have it. And he just made her sound like the biggest dolt. Like, she has no fucking idea what to... She just wants to get everybody tested. And so he used her as the example of the idiot who has no symptoms and wants to get tested.
He's showing how serious that is, though, because he'll even rag on his sister.
Yeah. He didn't say which sister. I hope he has more than one for her sake.
Remember when we started the show?
We do have the brother and sister drops, don't we?
Remember when we started the show and there were only 80 cases in Michigan?
Yeah.
Now it's 110.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what happened, but...
A lot of testing. How many deaths do we have altogether?
Just one right now.
No, I mean the whole country. Is it 150 yet?
Oh, deaths?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been looking at the map lately.
So do the stones fall under the greedy fucks...
No, because they can't. They postpone their tours. But
they're at risk, too.
Mick threw out a tweet today, which was, to everyone who's got tickets to the No Filter show, I'm sorry the show's had to be postponed. He's intimating that you should hold on to your tickets.
Well, yeah, as he sits on my $4,400, by the way, Jagger's just spending it like a madman.
My $400, however much...
$4,800 this show has Jagger sitting on right now. By the way, Brandon, my tweet I tweeted at Bob Geldof. I'm not sure Bob Geldof has a Twitter account. I may have tweeted at his fans, but they'll get the word to him. I tweeted at Bob Geldof that it's time. I think I said I loved Live 8 and I loved Live 8.
Oh, and you buttered him up?
A little bit. And we could certainly use another concert, a TV concert in a studio.
Charity.
With all our favorite people, they could raise money for people affected by coronavirus.
They have to socially distance each other, though.
All right, I'm going to have to shut you down already because you did say, hey, at the Bob Geldof, Live Aid was the best. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, if you just click on what you tagged, it clearly states with 700 followers, this account is both explicit and fake.
Yeah.
Well, they'll get the word to him, though. They're Bob Geldof fans. He doesn't seem to have a Twitter.
And
does he have a Twitter?
It's Bob Geldof.
And this one that you tweeted to has not posted since 2012.
Oh, boy.
Oh, fuck. Can you retweet me? Does Bob Geldof have a Twitter?
I don't think so.
It's did you try Sir Bob Geldof? Sir Bob Geldof.
No, I did not. It's a good point.
Yeah.
Is Trudy right?
There's just a Bob Geldof fans one.
Okay. So what did the rest of my tweets say?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was moot.
I think I mentioned, well, no, it's not moot. I asked people to retweet it. Hopefully word gets around because so many people retweet my tweet that it gets to them.
Live 8 was awesome. We need our spirits lifted again with a Corona Aid concert. Mick Jagger is sitting on $4,400 of mine from the postponed Stone Show in Detroit. So they owe me. Oasis reunion? You can do it, Bob. Please retweet.
And you got pretty good.
Quite a bit of retweets.
How many retweets?
26.
That's pretty good. That's a lot for me.
You took care of a lot of interest there, too, for yourself.
Jagger owes me something now. Come on. I can't believe he's sitting on $4,400 of mine, plus interest.
You know, the thing that kind of bitches me off about that is that when you bought those tickets, most likely you bought them on impulse and under pressure. Because you're like, oh, my God, the Stones, and I got to get it before everybody else gets it.
You got
it. So I pay all that much to get a good seat. And now that we don't know when the next one is going to be, now they're just like, oh, we're not going to give your money back.
He's just spending, he gets to spend the money without providing the service.
Yeah.
The fuck?
So
the
Bob
interest
Geldof
is
fans,
his.
The Bob Geldof fans did find your tweet.
They did.
They must search him every day.
Did they talk to Bob yet?
And they said, hi, this is Bob's official Twitter fan run by his request. Bob does no social media. He hates it. The tour is postponed till October, November. So I think he's talking about his tour.
About the Boomtown Rats tour. Oh, fuck.
Don't you go dying on me.
Sorry, Bob.
I think I can go see that.
I would like to see. Actually, I would like to
see. There won't be more than 100 people there or 50 people.
I don't like Mondays. It's a great song. Yeah. They had some good songs.
They had some good songs.
No, and they're very in the UK. They're probably more popular than they were here, but they were popular here too.
The entire Corona Live Aid concert is just going to be various Skypes.
That's okay though.
That's all right. I want concerts. I want concerts.
I already have concerts. When we get into the celebrity PSAs of the day, I got two.
I don't
concerts
want John
for you.
Legend with Chrissy Teigen sitting there. Ugh.
I got new ones. I got big names here.
Concerts?
Today.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Chrissy Teigen goo-goo-eyeing the whole time was so disturbing.
Just go away.
I watched a few
Why
seconds
Why are they a package deal?
Can't he
I
ever do
know.
Anything by himself?
No, she keeps an eye on him. He must have cheated on her early on. She won't leave him alone now.
I don't think so. I think he's too soft.
I'm the sexiest man alive.
Hey, do you want to hear some Man on the Streets?
On coronavirus?
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel had some good Man on the Street, by
the
way.
Oh, did he?
He did. Just three people, though. I don't think it was very long.
I've just been looking at news videos on YouTube, and I'm solely basing it on what these people look like.
There's no better measure of the true opinion out there than the Man on the Street. That's where we're at right now.
Today at the island.
We'll be fine.
The crowds are here.
South Padre.
The coronavirus is not.
What do you think about the coronavirus?
We're not worried about it. We've been drinking Coronas all day, bro.
No known cases in the valley.
It's like any other thing. There's always something on the news, let's be honest.
There's always something on the news, let's be honest.
We'll start to see it get busier as this week goes on, and then Texas week will start the following week.
Things coming here from the West, the Midwest, the Mid-Atlantic.
Don't be dramatic, bro.
Coronavirus cases around the country grows.
People our age, I feel like it's not as like problematic because we can like get over it.
We'll be fine.
People wondering if this crowd is going
selfish.
To be as big as last
Fuck you.
Year.
Harris, the coronavirus is just even in Florida. I think a lot of people just stopped going. Or they like changed their plans and everything?
Some people concerned.
What
about all these people in one place? The city of South Padre Island says they haven't changed any plans. Spring break is still on.
I don't speak Spanish.
I want Man on the Street.
Large gatherings.
It's an island, right? I mean, one would think, right?
The county health department.
Okay, great. I'm going to die.
I want to infect those people on purpose now.
But it's Sam.
You can see the close contact, people sharing drinks, shaking hands, and talking close to each other because the music's so loud.
The close contact.
I'm sure they have important things to say to each other too.
More limited for now.
Oh man, I never get sick.
That guy is a stone cold pervert. He's there amongst all those spring breakers.
Spring break.
Oh my God.
Everything turns out all right, and the party goes on.
Yeah.
So just
there's lots of pussy at the beach.
Just cordon them on the island and make them stay there.
I want people who are stupid right now. I want them infected and quarantined immediately. I want them quarantined together, 2 inches apart.
I support that.
I think one thing we've learned too, that next time there's an outbreak, if it doesn't affect young people, let's just tell them they're the most at risk. Yeah. Right?
You know, honestly, our call to Jonah Falcon, I realize he is a huge dick. But he doesn't have to be a huge dick and say, well, I'm 40, so I got nothing to worry about. Fuck you. What an asshole. What, he doesn't have a grandmother or a mother that's maybe a little older?
He's worried about him and his penis.
He has to have circulation issues because of the thing.
That's true. Good point. Oh, we got more men in the street?
Take it to the street.
Scared, but I asked them how, if any way, this virus was getting in the way of their vacation, and this is what they had to tell me.
Nothing. We just don't care. I mean, we talk about it all the time, but we can't stop it. So I guess if it happens, it happens.
But you can.
Are you doing anything differently?
We've just been washing our hands constantly, but like we still be like doing our thing the same way.
I feel like everybody's sanitizing a lot more and being very cautious personally.
Yeah, that's why you're at spring break.
As we are, like in our Airbnb, we're really like cleaning and making sure everything's, you know, sanitized.
Bullshit. What a liar. What a liar.
Oh, boy. Sometimes these things... Darwinism comes into play.
Not the at-risk people.
I know.
How do we really know that, though? Because they have since revised...
Right, they have lowered it.
...to say they that are, people in their 40s are also highly susceptible.
They are related to people who are at risk.
So that there's not the
same
people.
Genes, though.
Those people are older. They don't care about those
people. It's the Darwinism. I mean, it does eliminate some genes, I guess.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, boy. Chances are you've heard Jim Bentley is slinging rides at Zod Ford and Holly, and they still have some smoking deals out there. I think things are slow everywhere, but they're still making deals. In fact, it looks like I'm going to do one on my expedition.
Oh, no. You like it, huh?
Yeah, if I can ever find my registration.
I found it for you.
Oh, thank you. I can't believe I get this. When you copy your license, your insurance, and your registration, because they're trying to make it really easy for me. Just bring the papers here.
Yeah, which is what they're doing for everybody, too.
Yeah, they are.
Because, you know, to keep people don't want to go into the dealership.
And for about 5 seconds of that, you know what, I just want to keep my old car because I don't know where my registration is.
You need to fill out these documents.
I have a few months left on the lease. It'll be easier to find it in a few months. But as it turned out, with Brandon's help, it looks like I'm going to get in that expedition.
Oh.
And Jim waved his commission on it, so that was much appreciated. It appears that Gabar is still employed because they're coming up with more crazy deals. They've got spring zero cash due going on. You can lease a new 2020 Ford Fusion as low as $192 with zero cash due. The all-new 2020 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive as low as $222 with zero cash due. Plus, you can lease the 2020 Ford F-150. That's down to $252. As low as $252. And you guessed it, with zero cash due. Hurry, because these deals won't last forever.
Yeah. You can always go to dealsinthed.com, too. They got over 1,400 vehicles in inventory that you can just browse. So check it out while you're sitting on your couch.
And then they do this and only this at the offices of Dr. Roche.
Well, they do all kinds of things, including the breast surgery specials for March. Like if you're off, you know, off work.
You can recover while you're off.
Recover while you're off with them. All new tubes, $500 off.
Bigger tits. I mean, what could be better than that?
Yeah, no one will know.
There'll be a space of time in between, and people will think, what?
It could have grown. Yeah,
kind of. There's something different about here.
Well, quarantine is really good for you.
There's also, you look healthier. Broadband light special, the BBL specials are 3 treatments of corrective and 3 treatments of photorev. That means it kind of cleans up some of the
decroded skin, spots. Which probably could help you get coronavirus.
Absolutely. And Diva.
Why did you go eat a decroded piece of crap?
Vaginal therapy special. So if you're, you know, off and you have time and, you know, you might enjoy this a little more. I'll take it out for a drive. $38.50 for 3 treatments plus a free G-shot for $1,200. And now they have the new, very exciting Evolve system. It's the next-gen, non-invasive, non-surgical body contouring, skin tightening, radio frequency, fat reduction, cellulite reduction. Amazement and a tightened skin as well. So if you want to be there for the first, be the first to get involved, go for a consultation at Dr. Roche's office at 248-338-1110 or droche.com, where they do have all of the stuff about Evolve, and you can read up on that.
Hallelujah.
Right on.
Do we have anybody to call today on the Hall Financial Hotline?
We could call this Portland Strip Club.
Oh.
Because, you know, their business has been hurt, as I would think most gentlemen clubs have. But
sure.
They decided to put their ladies to work by delivering the food that they serve so you can order out.
Oh.
From the titty bar.
The strippers are delivering the food.
Wait, what do you usually get for food at the titty bar?
Oh, beef tips.
Big steak.
There's some titty bars that have great food.
Oh, really? God, yeah. Yeah, he'd be surprised.
Steaks. And
I remember when they used to advertise.
They have that thing we used to eat back in the day, right, Brandon?
What?
Oh, pussy.
Can you get a dance when she comes?
Well, so this guy says he originally did it as a joke, but it got a bunch of shares on Facebook. So he's like, this is the quote from the article. Well, shit, why don't we just try to do this? That's the actual quote.
I like that.
Cool. They have a full food menu, non-alcoholic drinks. The women will wear pasties and booty shorts, drop off the food, dance for a second, and then we'll move along. We'll stay a reasonable distance back. They will have Lysol as well.
I think that's a good call. We're talking about calling some of the older people associated with the show, too, to make sure they're okay, like Yolanda.
Yolanda DeMaria from Red Bank, New Jersey, or maybe Count David Wimp, just to see how their quarantine is going. I'm sure they're holed up.
I think Count David Wimp is all over this thing.
Well, also, Count David Wimp could give us bingeable TV shows that we could watch during our quarantine.
Well, that's true. Yeah, but he's probably getting off counting the number of people that are tested positive. The government should hire him. So he just sits there and goes,
that's a great idea.
Because every day, don't we ask that question? How many?
Yeah.
Was he in Pennsylvania? I can't remember what.
Oh, he's in Colorado or South Dakota.
Yeah, that's right. Because Ashley was thinking about visiting him. And
not now.
I tried to discourage her.
7,769.
By the way, is this holding Ashley back from graduating in May? The fact that.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know.
We have her back, by the way.
Still. Always. What's the Tom Cruise movie with Emily Blunt? It's a disaster movie.
Oh, sort of kinda. The Live, Die, Repeat one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched it last night.
It's great. I love that movie.
Cruise keeps getting killed and
Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow. Oh, yeah. That is a good movie. I enjoyed that 100%. And tonight I want to watch the one where he's sort of guarding the desolate earth.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Is that Emily Blunt too?
No, it's another hot. No, it's another hot London chick.
Wait a sec. Have you seen all the Mission Impossibles? Have you seen the new one?
I have seen the new one.
Oh, it's awesome.
Loved it. I thought it was great.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. Joe, he's filming another movie right now.
Oh, God.
And it had to be moved. I think he was filming in Italy, had to be moved to the UK, and now it's just shut down. But there were some cool pictures of him doing stunts.
Yeah.
Did you see him on the motorcycle?
Yeah, as long as he's socially distancing when he does the stunts, and it's fine with me.
It had training wheels.
Oh, I saw that. Did Top Gun ever make it out? Or?
Oh.
Top Gun 2.
Top Gun is supposed to come out this year.
Oh, it's not out yet?
Must be delayed.
One of the studios is, and you know, they're only going to do this for their crappier movies that were going to be released in theaters.
Yeah.
Instead of immediately releasing them in theaters, they're going to immediately release them to streaming services or, you know, wherever you can rent them on Apple.
And Amazon.
Cool. I think, aren't they going to do that with more of the crappy movies, though?
Sure. Well, I got to tell you, though, I was excited because the new Trolls movie is one of them. So it's like, okay, that will occupy more of their time, more of the kids' time.
It was also Emma, and there was another one that actually sounded like kind of interesting, but
every kid's movie will be released like that because they know parents will buy them to entertain their kids, even if it's for an hour and a half to 2 hours.
That's true. Uh-huh. And pay any money, I bet.
Oh, yeah. They should just gouge us. $70 for a movie.
It seems like there are a lot of people who are going a little nuts with being stuck home with their kids in an abnormal way.
See what it's like?
It's hard.
You know, it's harder now.
And I even had them for 4 days. Julie's been at her mom's because of all the stuff going on at the house.
I think it's harder now, though, because I know when I was a kid, if, you know, leave your dad alone. He's busy working on something. It was like, you didn't fuck with him. You just did. It was like, okay.
Thanks, you're strict. Yeah.
Times have changed.
Really changed.
There just seems to be no demarcation lines anywhere in the family unit.
It's hard.
It used to be. I mean, now, though, they can't go anywhere, like to the park. I used to take Zeus and the Tartaglias down to play miniature golf. Like every.
Yeah, you're not doing that now.
Every day.
Pushing your motherhood?
No, it's something to do, you know.
Yeah, no, I know that's a big problem.
And now there's, you know, that they're just kind of at home, and you have to entertain them. So having to entertain them, I think, is the hardest part.
Well, and if it's when it gets warmer, it's supposed to be 60 in the next 2 days. At least you can just shove them in the backyard.
Yeah,
it is nice out.
Is there anything else to shove them?
Anything else in the Hall Financial Hotline of interest today? Besides the older people,
I don't think so.
Okay. If your interest rate's anywhere near 4%, I don't care what your interest rate is, you probably should call about a refi if you want to save money. And you've got time now. A lot of people don't have stuff to do. This is a lot that can be handled without you having to run around. So drewandmike.hallfg.com, or you can click the link on our website. Let's see, what else? You can call 248-308-5000, and it wouldn't be a bad idea to call the company with over 1,200 five-star reviews. It's been averaging 19 days versus industry average of 44 days, but you could be saving money in 10 days because many people are getting done in 10 days or less. So if you're looking to reduce your rate, shorten term, eliminate PMI, or take some cash out, now is the time. Hall Financial, drewandmike.hallfg.com. Hall Financial is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435. It's a business I expect we're going to keep as an advertiser through this, which means a lot. Why are you thinking about these? I don't always think of us as a small business, but when this happens, we're definitely a small business because these little things. I mean, this is a huge jolt for so many businesses.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Charlie knows a little bit more about it. He was talking about the restaurant business in Detroit. Could be a lot of deaths.
Oh, boy.
I know. It's really, I mean, to just have your revenue go to zero or close to it.
So how do you
mean business deaths?
Yes, business deaths.
So how do you limit the cost then, right? Because obviously no new
cut
food
the people.
Orders. So no labor, no food cost, but I got to imagine the rent.
The rent or the mortgage?
You know, McDonald's stock tanked worse than the rest of the market. And a big part of it is because McDonald's Corp said, you know what? Don't worry, franchisees, about paying us rent. And so everyone's like, oh, well, the Corp's not going to make any money. And it just shot down.
Really?
Yeah.
McDonald's is still pretty damn good company, but it's been a good stock too over the years.
See what it did today.
Phenomenal.
How about this company? Save
big money. Oh, boy, are they in trouble.
I don't know how true it is, but there have been a lot of claims that Menards is gouging people.
Oh, isn't Michigan's attorney general?
Yeah, she.
I would think so.
Cease and desist.
She did this to him, Therese. She went, tisk, tisk.
Yeah, that's a cease and desist, right? Is it tisk, tisk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did I see that story on Fox 2?
It's everywhere. Do you want to see it?
Frankly, I'm just blown away that Menards, I don't know, it's just so lame. It's so bad. I mean, can we infect them with the coronavirus?
Just lock the doors?
All of them?
Have someone dry cough in there and then lock the doors?
I also want to infect all the celebrities who are posting stuff to coach us through coronavirus. I mean, isn't the CDC really pretty good place to get your information?
Sure.
That should be the only place. Shouldn't we all be trained to look at that? Because then you don't have so many people trying to tell you what to do and spreading misinformation and hold your breath for 10 seconds and all that dumb stuff.
It is dreadful that people want to speak out and give us bad advice or advice of their own that is not, is at odds with the CDC or whatever the current plans are to socially distance. You know, like those idiots at Paris Island.
Yeah.
Really? Come on.
I've been flu-splained so many times, too, where I'm like, you know what? I know all this stuff. I don't need anybody to tell me. But everybody feels like they have to, like,
what are they saying?
Officiate.
Just, you know, just
works.
Known things, basically.
You know, how to wash your fucking hands. Yes. Honestly, I think all these influencers who think they're so important that, you know, it's not enough for the CDC to tell people how to wash their hands. I've got to do it, too.
Yeah.
I'm Brandon Flowers. I'm whoever I am. I think they all should no longer be influencers. They should be canceled. And these pseudo influencers, can we just end that name? Because let's look at Vanessa Hudgens. She's an influencer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many followers does she have?
Oh, my God.
Millions, right?
Why?
I can't believe that we actually attach the label influencer to someone because they have a lot of followers. Because in her case, in many other cases, it's because they're hot.
Did you see an influencer did test positive for COVID-19?
Who?
So I don't know the person's name.
Oh, it must be great for their channel.
Well, Brandon
probably is.
Call me cynical.
That was the true. First, I want proof.
I want to see the test first of all.
Followers should demand.
Secondly, how did the influencer get the test? And just prove it to me. Let me look up that story to who this person is.
All right,
what a great loss they would be.
Vanessa Hudgens has 7 million followers on Twitter and 38.5 million on Instagram. And
she's hot, and that's why people follow her. But once you get that certain number of followers, you're an influencer. You're a person people should be influenced by, which is the most ridiculous connection because most people are just smoking hot.
Well, she's an actress, too, so.
Yeah, but she's a hot actress. If she was a fat actress, would people be following her in that kind of number?
I don't know. How much does Mets have?
Chrissy?
No, it's, I mean, that's unusual.
Unless she's just eating in them. Oh. Weird.
So let's hear what Vanessa had to say for us, because she is an influencer, and she's an important voice we need to listen to.
Yeah, Till July sounds like a bunch of bullshit. I'm sorry. But, like, it's a virus. I get it. Like, I respect it. But at the same time, like...
Respect the virus!
Even if everybody gets it, like, yeah, people are gonna die. It's just terrible. But, like, inevitable? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this right now.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Why does she have to have French "You Give Me Fever" in the background too?
She, you know, she planned it.
French language.
She's so cool.
Well, give me I love that she respects the virus.
Yeah.
I show this virus utmost respect.
So what's
so
the punishment?
Dry cough on her?
She canceled?
She should be. Chrissy Teigen has defended her, though.
Why? On what basis?
She told Hudgens haters, just stop. The knives gotta go.
Okay. She did. She did apologize, though, didn't she? Did she have an update post?
Oh, Jesus! I don't know which one.
If she didn't resign as an influencer, I don't care.
She had so many posts after that. She's just loving her life right now.
Yeah.
Christ.
She had a St. Patrick's Day one. I think she took that one down. She's hot, man.
Oh, wow, look at that.
I did have to go back to the fappening photos.
Brandon.
Sorry. I know they're
well,
wrong.
You need to put it in perspective.
That is illegal.
I didn't put them on the internet. They're just there.
You're complicit. You're canceled for the second day in a row.
You want any other celebrity PSAs? Because, man, do I got a slew of them for you.
Yeah, I'll quickly mention, because we do need, these people are important. They have important things to say, and we don't really know what to do without our influencers. But first, let's point out that Ariel Charnas, who is an influencer of some renown,
1.3 million followers.
She runs a blog called Something Navy. I don't know what that means, but she incited ire when she used her personal connection to a local doctor to get tested for both the flu and coronavirus while experiencing symptoms like a sore throat and a fever. Realize there are many individuals, both in New York and nationwide, who do not have the ability to receive immediate medical care at the first sign of sickness, and access to care is the number one priority at a time like this. Is responsibility of our government officials to ensure all Americans can access necessary tests, and I acknowledge how lucky I am to have had the access.
Bitch.
Yeah, so you used your special position to get... She didn't even have the proper symptoms.
No, not at all.
Oh, she clarified her other symptoms, which included chest pain, a low-grade fever, headache, and sinus pressure, body aches, skin sensitivity, as well as loss of appetite and diminished sense of taste. And so, if she doesn't die, I want her canceled.
I gotta
tell
you,
that's too many symptoms. Nobody has that many.
She has a lot of free time to make sure every comment on this post is positive, too. I can't find one negative comment.
And she is very, very thrilled that this is boosting up her social media.
I got a reputation, a following. My brand is on the rise.
Well, that's really not a good story about an influencer, but there are other...
Kris Jenner is sending her love and prayers.
Oh, good.
That's a post on here.
We've got Michael Stipe, Bono, Matthew McConaughey. Brandon, take us through these great influential posts.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
Get it?
It's the as we know it part that's most today. It's here we are. It's the coronavirus. There are four rules to remember.
Oh,
most important. Number one, stay at home. Stay at home. Stay at home. Stay at home. Don't go out unless you have to. If it's not important, if it's not an emergency, if you don't have to get groceries, stay at home tonight.
Go outside.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. We'll celebrate in 4 months. Number two, wash your hands for 20 seconds.
Wait, 4 months? Is that the right amount of time?
Into or out of your house.
Stipe's world.
Wash your hands over and over and over again, and don't sing happy birthday twice.
I didn't even know that.
Depressing. Find some other song. Three, act like you're already sick. Act like you may already have the virus.
Oh, I haven't heard this from CDC, so this is new information.
Pass it on to them. They pass it on to someone else. They pass it on to two other people.
What?
You don't want
to
be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. Number four, and maybe most important, be careful where you get your information from. I'm a former pop star. Yeah, but don't trust social media. Go to the CDC website. Go to trusted news services.
Why didn't you just say that at the beginning?
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Stay at home. We'll celebrate in 4 months.
Genius,
I love you all.
Genius.
There's a longer version of this on michaelstipe.com if you're
he plugged his site.
Sadistic. Okay.
I'm confused.
Unbelievably brilliant.
I didn't realize 4 months was the exact time.
I didn't either.
Or that you should pretend you're sick. That's new, and the CDC, I'm sure, will make those additions when they see
that. That's the smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say about anything.
Who is next?
You're going to love this one.
Bono.
Oh, God, this is so bad.
The greatest thing about Bono's video, Bono's coronavirus video, A, he gives us a fantastic song, but B, his own filming. He films this...
There's so many things to break down in this video. Hello. We were looking at it earlier. First off, his neck hair is freaking us out.
Oh, how long it is.
The view from wherever he's self-quarantined is just gorgeous.
South of France, probably.
Italy.
He has a place down there. Oh, Italy?
Yeah.
And he's got fancy glasses.
Think it's goals, let your love be known.
It's his first new song in 3 years. I don't hear the edge.
There was no people here.
Here's a song by a gay guy.
Yes, I walk through the streets of
God. Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that.
No one was here.
Yeah! This really is what Italy
wanted
right
now. I've
never
heard the song,
right?
And I don't like it. Can't he play With or Without You? Or
exactly.
Find the Name of Love? I don't like this song. I've never heard it before.
Can you go forward, Brandon? It gets really bad.
Is this the first song since he forced the song on us? Since he inflicted?
Well, they did have an album in 17. But every song they do is inflicted.
You mean the
on
Italy
us.
Song?
No, the one that he forced on people's
On Apple
phones.
Yeah. This song's really repetitive to me. I don't like this song.
But Italy
in mysterious ways or something.
Italy's so happy they got this gift from Bono.
Yeah, they are.
It's a bit. It's a long one. It's a 4-minute song. There, yeah. It's
kind of yes, weird. Bono, sir. We wish to inform you that your record for biggest crap has just been broken.
All right, here's the next one. Now, this is not coronavirus related specifically, but since this
it's
person
the head of the CDC,
this is our male coronavirus correspondent, our female, obviously being Cardi B.
Is this Chet?
This is Chet.
Oh, excellent. Why is he wearing a shirt?
I was going to say, I think he knows people are playing no shirt or shirt when Chet Hayes does a post because he has no shirt on, but he's got an open jacket over it.
Yeah.
He does have no shirt. Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Looking for a one-way ticket in the middle of the night for a flight going out of my head. Been lost in the woods so long, no torch to light the footsteps in and out of my bed. I'll pay the fare if you show me the way.
Tiger hat.
You won't be there and I'll be gone today. No second thoughts, no looking back. By the train roll on to the light of day. I'll be riding that one-way ticket through the middle.
Yeah,
of
he's just singing a song. I don't know.
He's wearing a Tiger's hat.
And of course, all the comments are just chicks who want to nail him. Oh my god.
These are all burner accounts that he owns.
What are the chicks saying, Brandon?
Genius. Oh, I fucking love you.
The chicks that are actually him.
I fucking love you.
It's not as bad as Bono's song, but it sucks.
Fire. This is so dope. I want to ride you on top.
Ew.
That is him, isn't it? Yes. On other phones.
Yeah. Or Colin punking him. Colin Hanks reveals it a year later that it was just all him.
Oh, I don't even like rap, but I like you. You're my bae.
Shut
is he that hot, Trey?
No, not at all.
Have you seen him with his shirt fully off?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good.
I thought it was pretentious.
Have you seen his wallet because he's Tom Hanks' kid?
Yeah, I don't think it'd matter.
Hey.
It looks like a baloney.
Can we get the shirtless videos again, please? I'm telling you, they love art. Next up.
Why did he think the Detroit Tigers hat? Is that... So that's
he wears
cool.
It
he's
regularly.
Been wearing it every day the last like 3 weeks. So
he's the new Tom Selleck.
It's his favorite hat.
Hold off on
is he naked?
Matthew McConaughey because I know people.
My God,
will
I thought that was a woman. Oh no!
This is an important point in the podcast with McConaughey coming up. So I'm going to mention it. Ram Truck Month, and that means our friends and studio sponsors. It's Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are kicking off their spring deals with a bang. So here we go. Go to Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, lease a new 2020 Ram 1500 four-door 4x4 at $169 a month, or the 2020 Jeep Cherokee Limited, or the new 2020 Jeep Trailhawk as low as $179 a month. And finally, if you prefer your trucks more in the larger size, how about the $18,000 off the brand new 2020 heavy-duty Ram truck? Plus, during Ram Truck Month, when you lease or buy a new vehicle, you get ding and dents removed for free, lost key replacement coverage, and anti-theft wheel locks, all included. So get all details and massive inventory at DealsInTheD.com. $18,000 off.
Whoa. Man.
And I'm going to mention the new wacky guy, that wacky new wacky guy, who is probably pulling his hair out watching the market. It's been crazy. But that's why you need someone like Newt Nowacki. If you're planning your financial future, not a bad time to do it now because there's a lot of investment opportunities and there will be more.
Oh.
Call Luke at 248-663-4748 if you'd like to plan your financial future, which you have to do at some point. Maybe you left a 401k behind like I did and it's been stuck in the mail for a couple decades. It needs to be revisited. Or maybe it's just investment opportunities that you haven't considered. Or maybe you're not into equities at all, but you're saving money and you think, you know what, I need to beat inflation like everyone else. Call Luke Nowacki and get started. 248-663-4748. A lot of people go because they don't have any plan. They've got two people working, a two-income household. They spend a lot of money. They don't save much. They know they should. And so they call Luke. And Brandon, take it. Oh, don't take it.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
I got to blow my nose.
Now is the time to get 2020 and 2020. Do it now because Dr. Galdo is waiting for you. The only way to get out there is to have a safe, painless, and brief procedure at the Galdo Eye Center. If you're profoundly nearsighted or if you're 45 and older and you're having trouble seeing screens up close and far, for 2 years now, people have been telling us about situations that were really pretty terrible in their lives where they were struggling to see, and they went to Dr. Galdo and were amazed after the free consultation how quick and easy it was. He might say you're a perfect candidate or that maybe you don't need to do anything. He might recommend that you wait till the condition changes, or he might tell you that you're simply not a good candidate for LASIK multifocal lens exchange, or maybe you are and you can change your life profoundly. He's become one of the most trusted and most experienced eye surgeons in the Midwest because his goal is to serve people the great gift of vision, not take their money. Do what hundreds of Drew and Mike listeners like Kurt and Dave have done and get with it. Make the call. Understand what will be required to rid you of glasses, contacts, and reading glasses. And decide for yourself. Go to 1-800-398-EYES. 1-800-398-EYES to call Dr. Galdo for a consultation or go to galdoeyecenter.com.
It's no good.
Hey, everybody. McConaughey here. Just want to say in these crazy times that we're in with the coronavirus, let's take care of ourselves and each other. Let's not go to the lowest common denominator and get paranoid. Let's do our due diligence, take the precautions we need to take care of ourselves.
That's right.
And like what, Matt?
Us right now, more than ever before.
Like
we're
what?
All
what are some things we can do?
I didn't know we should do this.
Than we ever have been. But we have.
What should we
all
do?
All right. In coronavirus, that is faceless, that is raceless, sexless, non-denominational, and bipartisan.
But he's not telling us what to do.
It's an enemy that we all.
That's brilliant.
We were going to beat. We want to beat, and we're going to beat him.
That's what I love about these high school girls.
So in this time, when
I get older, they stay the same age.
So who knows how long. There is a green light on the other side of this red light that we're in right now.
Oh, my God. He's so
deep.
Built upon the values that we can enact right now. Values of fairness, kindness,
well, what am I supposed to do?
Resilience, respect.
Call to action, Matt.
Courage. If we practice those things right now, when we get out of this, this virus, this time, might be the one time that brings us all together and unifies us like we have not been in a long time. So, yes, let's see if we can make some lemonade out of this lemon that we're in the middle of. Turn a red light into a green light.
Oh, my God, enough sayings.
Just keep living.
Ah, he went with it.
You just got to keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
And, like, anybody's going to come out of this coronavirus and be like, all right, guys, let's stop arguing about abortion and about gun rights and about health care. We're going to stop arguing about it because we survived the coronavirus.
I actually considered today the idea that, is it possible? Because because, you know, World War II, you know, there's a lot of things in our history.
9/11, look how long that took for things to get mean again.
Bush had a 90% approval rating for a short time. But yeah, it is, and honestly,
Bush!
I'm really tired of the shit stirrers, and I mean, you know, a lot of the trolls, but also some people are just stirring shit all the time. I don't know. Don't we reach a point when something gets overdone where we just go, you know, fuck you, fuck your shit stirring, fuck your trolling, fuck your tattling, fuck you.
Well, eventually it did. And I think one of the best examples is Alex Jones. I mean, because eventually people really got sick of him, and he doesn't seem to have nearly the reach that he used to.
No, he had to shave his head. And
yeah, that's right.
But he was still selling bullshit cures for the coronavirus.
And he still is, but his reach just seems... And I'm talking not even before that with Sandy Hook. When he started getting all those judgments, it really seemed to wane. But that could be because Twitter kicked him off and Facebook kicked him off.
I hope he loses that suit. I don't know how he could not lose that suit.
He lost a lot of money on it.
I don't know how.
Rob Schneider is a coronavirus denier.
Of course he
is. Do we have any audio of Rob Schneider, by the way?
It's 50 minutes. I haven't been able to go through it. I can't find the specific parts of it.
Okay, but we do have other celebrities with important advice.
And it's very similar argumentation as everybody else. With the flu.
Why would you want to say that?
There's a difference between being a quote-unquote denier. I don't think anybody's denying that it exists. I think that people are figuring out that, like, I don't see how the math completely adds up yet, but... I'm a fucking asshole. I'm getting messages every day of people who are mad at me, and I don't give a fuck. I don't know how we're going to get to 1.5.
Brandon's doubling down and defending Rob Schneider.
I just don't know how we're going to get to 1.5 million. That's all.
But he's also an anti-vaxxer in this instance as well. I believe they were.
And I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
Recapping that he's saying you don't need to get a vaccine for it. So.
You think this is going to change any anti-vaxxer's mind either? You see more flu shots?
I would hope. You would hope. I mean, do anti-vaxxers not? Do they get? They just don't get flu shots either, or is it about their kids?
Hell no, they don't get flu shots.
But what about their? I mean, I would assume they wouldn't let their kids
get
flu shots.
That's a scam to make more money for the medical companies.
They don't make money. Well, why am I arguing with you?
I'm not serious.
Why do you have to do this to me? Why do you do this to me?
I know we have more important people to hear from.
Yeah.
And I am on the edge of my seat because I set Paris Jackson up there.
All right,
Paris Jackson, and
breaking her silence.
Yes, she's breaking her silence. She is not in self-quarantine because this interview takes place on the street with everything going on around her. It's crazy.
Well, I think this is pretty tricky because as humans, we are by nature very social creatures, which is why we've always lived in tribes and communities and things like that. So this is probably really difficult.
It's so hard to hear.
I think it helps that we live in a day and age where communication is so easy.
Thank you, Paris. I mean, doesn't seem like someone drove by and said, Paris Hilton in front of open mic. I'm going to turn my siren on.
I encourage anyone to educate themselves on different, like...
You can't even hear it.
So, like, you're going to write. And then I like to paint. I love
to
paint.
Thank you, Paris.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We have more people on the street talking?
Well, she was on the street.
Oh, she is on the street.
Paris is like a fart in a mitten. You know it's there. You can't stand it, but you can't get rid of it.
She is, you know, for those who are questioning her advice, she is the daughter of a pedophile who sold a lot of records.
And wore a lot of masks.
So you have to give her that. She is a daughter of that person who has achieved, pretty much nothing, I guess.
People are dying.
Do we have Ted Williams, too?
Where'd that one go?
Ted Williams.
That dude's dying ASAP.
Yeah, Ted Williams, who was homeless for quite a while, and he also has advice for us, and he's been through a lot, so I think we should listen carefully to Ted.
Not only does he have advice, he has breaking news.
What? Yes.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
Does have a voice.
Am I rolling? Hey, Ted Williams, once again, you've seen it before. Here's the after. There's only one person that can bring this image to life. He is my main cat here, Guy.
He's talking about his hairdresser.
Once again, this weekend, I'm getting an honorary doctorate in humanities. It'll be streaming live.
An honorary doctorate. Dr. Ted Williams.
Can he write scripts?
Absolutely.
All right.
Who's giving him this doctorate? Because aren't most graduations suspended?
I don't know. I mean, he's... special. He's in a position to give us advice on how to handle a pandemic.
He's so special he's not even practicing social distancing because that guy's really close to him
right
now.
But he's a doctor.
That's
so.
His hairdresser.
He's like, he escaped, and I love it. I love Scott Anthony. Look forward to it. I hope you're coronavirus free right about now.
Awesome.
I'm trying to be. You know, wash your hands. Don't overdo it. You know, don't hug. If you hugged as many people as I have and haven't gotten it, well, let's just say God is on my side and he's on your side. Don't let the devil get in where he fits in with a lot of worry and fears and all of those things. That's where the devil capitalizes on our lives. So make sure you have God in your life. And remember, the faith in the seed does move mountain. Coronavirus, step down, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ted.
The devil's trying to give me the flu.
Dude's dying ASAP.
Was he perhaps plugging his hairdresser?
Yes, he was.
Is that what's going on there?
He never mentioned who's giving him this doctorate. Is he being scammed? Is it Trump University? Who's giving him this
Google
honorary
it?
Doctorate?
Would Ohio State do it? He's in Ohio.
No, there's no way.
Sure.
But there's a college in, where's he? Marion or?
There's
a lot of
Marysville.
Yeah, there are a lot of schools in Ohio, that's for sure.
I can't even find it
online.
He's
not getting a doctorate.
Well, you know, I was curious that he wouldn't
mention
the school.
Should we call and ask him? Don't we have his phone
number? Hey, yeah, we do have his number, don't we, Brandon?
Yeah, I believe we do. We might just have his agent's number, Scott Anthony.
I want to ask his agent what school it is. Let's call. Let's try it.
Was that on his Facebook page?
Yeah.
Didn't anybody below? I'm going to look it up. I wonder if anybody said, hey, what school, Ted?
I'm kind of skeptical about this.
Well, that's a really, that's kind of a weird whopper right now, right?
Yeah, I think he believes it. I don't want to suggest that he's making it up.
What is someone trying to catfish him?
Oh, you know what?
Who knows?
I don't have his number.
What?
Oh, no.
How?
Check the comments, Mark.
I am going to go. There's a number on his Facebook page, Brandon, if you want to try that. I don't know who it goes to.
Oh, it probably goes to Scott.
Can I write it down for you?
Yeah, yeah, we'll try.
What is does Rob Schneider, he has a 50-minute conversation online about this?
He and Dr. Drew, you know, their podcasts converged. So Dr. Drew was questioning him from
that makes me
his
question
podcast
Dr. Drew.
To Rob's podcast.
Are you surprised Dr. Drew would mix it up with an anti-vaxxer like Rob Schneider?
Yeah, I think Dr. Drew would talk
Dr.
to anybody.
Dr. Drew's short of hate right now? Does he need some hate?
He just has to be out there, you know? He needs to get his quota of FaceTime.
All right, here goes Ted.
I kind of want to see a clip of it. Oh, what's his number, Brandon?
Ted Williams?
It's the one on his Facebook page.
Oh, Ted's number's on his Facebook page?
I'm guessing it's his
probably
agent.
Probably his agent.
Okay.
It's probably Scott Anthony.
After 20 years.
Scooter?
Every comment is just congratulations.
Hi, I'm Ted Williams, and I listen to
Scott Anthony. Please leave a detailed message. If you want to get to me quicker, best thing to do is to text me or email me, and I will respond as soon as possible. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You're a busy guy.
Hey, now watching the Ted
the
Williams.
Tone,
oh,
please
are you
record
leaving a message?
Your message.
Yeah.
Okay. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Awesome.
Hey, Scott, it's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit, and we were just doing our show, and we were talking about Ted getting his honorary degree, but we don't know what the degree is from. What university is it? Is there any way you could inform us on that? We're just trying to complete the story, and excited for Ted and for both you guys. I know you've worked hard.
Very cool.
Thanks so much. Adios.
To the Drew and Mike podcast, keep it stiff.
This one guy wrote, hey, Dr. Williams, congrats on the PhD from another with a PhD, and then parentheses, earned, I might add.
Oh!
Asshole.
Dick.
What a jackass.
Do you want to hear the before video? Because we saw the after video of his haircut. I don't know if there's any more information in it. It's your call. I don't care either way.
I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay, great.
But I'm really intrigued by this Rob Schneider thing. What is Dr. Drew? It just seems like such a bad idea.
I don't know.
Are they arguing?
No. Well, I mean, I think Dr. Drew, at the very beginning of the conversation, I listened to a little bit of it, and he's like, how exaggerated the statistics are, the words that people use, the dramatic words people use.
I just
use.
Thought it might be cool to just throw it into the middle. I just am curious what they're exchanging. It's primarily about this topic, though?
Yeah, and Schneider was droning on about, it's just a flu. It's just like a flu-like thing. It's just
okay.
A flu.
Whatever you say. Why should we, you know, Dr. Drew, I know he's a doctor. He's a real doctor. But he's also a celebrity. So what category does he fall in here? People are going to listen to him because he's a real doctor, but he's also a celebrity.
I still don't understand why he would want to mix it up with Rob
That's
Schneider.
Point. I
who
know.
Is, you know, he's sort of known for being in this weird world that he's in.
Are you guys?
It just seems like a terrible idea.
Bringing it up, or
oh, where's I'm sorry, where's it at?
The link to it was through.
Is it the two podcasts both?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's got to be a Dr. Drew's podcast.
Through the New York Times, I should say.
While you're looking...
The New York Times has 5 coronavirus doubters.
that
and
was
includes yeah. Dr. Drew on it and Jerry Falwell Jr. Yeah.
Doubter. Dr. Drew didn't seem like a doubter.
Dr. Drew and Rob Schneider scoff at
staying and Ron
at home.
Paul.
Well, now I really want to hear it.
So, in 57 days since we've had the very first confirmed case in the United States, 57 days, and 135 deaths. So, what pace of that do you reach 1.5 million? Or are you expecting that all of a sudden we're going to have like 10,000 die a day?
I look at the extrapolations that scientists do.
I think the numbers, it'll be very interesting in the next couple of weeks. The numbers are going to go way up. How much they go up, though, I'm quite intrigued to see. Hopefully it's not that much.
Do you think, Brandon, in Europe, maybe a week ago, somebody was saying the same thing? Because look how it's blown up in Europe.
We need Count David Wimp again, really, to keep track of all this.
It's not a bad idea.
Very important.
He would be calculating the future of the coronavirus. Yeah. Should we call David Wimp?
I blame their health care. Yeah, sure.
Anything to avoid this argument. Plus, Count David Wimp, I think it would be irresponsible not to call him.
See, if Did Rob you know, Schneider Dr. had let us interview him when he was... Wasn't he?
I'm so glad we didn't.
Ridley.
So glad he turned it down because he doesn't do podcasts. Did you know Dr. Drew had a cable show on HLN that was canceled in 2016 because he speculated that Hillary Clinton was seriously ill?
Yeah, because of all the coughing? Why?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's weird how something would just... Why would I not know that?
He's also been urging people to go about your business as usual with the coronavirus. So
thanks, because he's a doctor.
It's really weird, man.
But that was my question. If we did not know at all that the coronavirus was here, we had no idea. Will we just attribute an extra 130 deaths to the flu or something?
Well, probably.
I think we might wonder why there's a massive spike in people going to the emergency room.
But would
if our emergency rooms are being overrun.
I don't think people would be going to the emergency room. They'd be battling the sickness at home.
If they can't breathe? Then a bunch of people are dying at home and not going to the emergency room?
Shortness of breath is not specific to the coronavirus alone.
Well, I think if the emergency rooms are overrun, which it sounds like they are close to that point.
You have panic right now. You have everybody thinking that if they have any symptom of a common cold or a flu, it's going to be coronavirus. So everybody's going to the hospital for it.
You don't put someone on a respirator if they don't need to be put on a respirator.
I understand that.
Or a breathing machine.
And we'd like to know why people die in this
country. Or a ventilator.
So we can maybe solve it so other people don't die.
All right, here's Count David Wimp.
Hey, what? Just change the subject.
Whoa. He asked me to call him.
Brandon won the conversation, I think, with that last move.
And he's always louder, too.
Yeah, just crank his mic.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
How can
Hello?
We have... is this David Wimp?
Yeah.
David Wimp. It's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit.
How are you?
Okay.
Hey.
Good. We were calling because we know that you, like a lot of people we know, are in an age group that is a little bit at risk for the coronavirus. Are you feeling okay? Are you healthy?
Oh, yeah. I got COPD, but that's all right.
Okay. Are you staying inside? Are you self-quarantining to some degree?
Oh, next week.
I mean, you're not spending time in large crowds, are you?
Oh, well, I go out and go to the store.
Oh, okay.
Do you shake a lot of hands still?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Are you washing your hands?
Sure.
Do you wash them for 20 seconds? And do you probably count the seconds instead of singing a song, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's cool.
Good. That's what I expect. He's a man. He's on top of it.
Well, you know, a lot of people are not following some of the advice the CDC is giving, and it's unfortunate. So we're asking a lot of people we know who we respect to give whatever advice they have. Is there anything you want to say while we have this audience to remind people what to do in the event of the coronavirus being around?
Follow the rules.
How many rules are there?
I don't know.
Do you have any rules, though, that you put above all other rules, like wash your hands?
Yeah.
Social distancing? Do you believe in social distancing, staying away from crowds?
Well, that's up to them.
Okay, can I just put the words in your mouth?
Yeah.
Will it work, maybe?
Yeah.
Are you, because you like to count, we wondered, too, if you are counting the number of people who have, who do have the coronavirus and the amount of deaths from the coronavirus, because a lot of the numbers aren't accurate, and we're looking for someone who is actively counting this sort of thing.
No, I don't count them. I just hear it on the news.
Oh.
What are you counting these days? Because it seems you're always counting something.
I'm still counting.
What number are you at?
218 million.
Whoa!
And you're doing it by ones?
Well, depends on the game I'm playing.
Oh, well, tell us about that.
Well, I got these hand slot games, and it, sometimes it'll come up on triple sevens, and that'll be 5,000.
Oh, you get bonuses.
Wow. So you get excited when you get triple sevens and you can add a big number?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it comes up 10,000.
Wow.
Wow. How pumped do you get when that happens? You must get excited.
It's the hobby.
Hey, Count David Wimp, with everybody that's sitting in quarantine and have to stay at home, do you have TV shows that you recommend? What are your favorite TV shows to binge watch?
Oh, I'm watching something about new puppies right now.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
But what was that that stupid show
Bull.
He used to watch?
No, he loves Bull and NCIS, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Any other new CBS shows you can point us to? Have you seen Unicorn?
No, I don't watch that.
Do you watch Survivor?
No.
No, because you can count down when people get eliminated.
Oh, great point. Do you like do you ever watch reality TV shows?
Not really. Joke on Bull.
How about Criminal Minds? Do you watch Criminal Minds? I that seems like a perfect Count David Wimp show.
Sometimes it depends on what the story is.
Mark, I think you're pigeonholing Count David Wimp, as a CBS viewer.
Well, what's Criminal Minds?
Is CBS your favorite network, and therefore you watch a lot of CBS shows?
Oh, depends on the channel or the action.
Okay. What about Netflix? There are a lot of great things on Netflix, and people are dying for some great views. Is there something on Netflix you watch?
Where I live, they don't have that.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't? Really? I didn't realize that was... Is that so it's like cable, Netflix?
Apparently.
It's not certain areas?
But... Huh?
I thought it just... You did just got an account with Netflix, and you could watch it anywhere, pretty much. But no? Apparently.
No, we don't pay for cable here.
I'm going to get you a password, cable, Count David Wimp. I'm going to get you a password. You'll be open up to a library of shows.
Oh, yeah.
That's too much.
Oh, my God. I'm so
jealous. You guys are going to overwhelm him.
I'm so jealous of Count David Wimp right now to have Netflix be all brand new at once. It's perfect.
You're going to overwhelm him.
Start from scratch? New?
How about Blue Bloods? Do you like Blue Bloods?
Some of them.
Yeah. How about SWAT? I've seen SWAT. That's really good.
No, I don't watch that one.
How about SEAL Team? Kind of similar, but kind of like NCIS.
You're pigeonholing Countdown.
No.
Do you watch The Resident on Fox?
Uh-uh.
It's not on CBS.
Wait, what about, what about Gilligan's Island?
It's not on CBS.
I used to get that, but I don't have that no more.
Andy Griffith Show, you like that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't watch that either.
How about that new show on CBS, All Rise? It's a court drama, kind of like Bull.
I've seen one of them.
Yeah, not too bad.
Can you review it for us? Can you give us a review for the one show you did see?
When she became the judge.
Yeah.
Would you give it a...
It was the pilot.
If you had to count up between 1 and 10 to give it a rating out of 10, what would you give it? And please count if you'd like to.
7.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite game show?
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy! Hey, wow.
I would think he'd be a Price is Right fan because you like the numbers.
Yeah, that's true. That would be good.
Apparently not. Are you following the stock market? Those are some big numbers too.
No, I don't have stock.
No, okay. Well, David, I can't tell you how helpful this is in light of the coronavirus to get some reassuring words from you and
stay
some
safe, David.
Viewing ideas. But yeah, you stay safe, and we'll stay in touch.
You too.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
you, Count David Wimp. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 See ya.
Bye.
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 Ugh. Mark.
What? What are you talking about? What? What?
That dude's dying ASAP.
No, he's do not angle to be the last.
He's going
to
die of boredom from watching every CBS drama before he dies of coronavirus.
Why is he watching all CBS
yeah.
shows?
Yeah.
How was he ever on a junket? It's so
on the
hard
fucking
to
channel.
Pull anything up.
Yeah. Well, I watch ball.
Just got to get him counting.
Oh, he man. Loves CBS shows.
He does. No, I think he just stays on CBS. I just think it's a matter of not changing the channel. I don't think it's because he
not really.
Really.
I've counted them all. There's 1, 2, 3 NCISs.
Yeah.
They're like three.
Yeah,
I've
seen that. Yeah,
there's three different NCISs.
19.
Occupies at least 3 hours of his week.
13.
Okay, I have a question about Oprah Winfrey.
898 million.
Oprah last night was trending on Twitter for being arrested for trafficking women in sex.
Mm-hmm. What?
Now, I'm like, how can this be trending?
Clearly.
This means someone started it, mm-hmm. someone kept it going, but someone, I'm wondering, did anything that is identifiable start this? Like,
well, yeah.
QAnon. I heard it was QAnon.
Yeah,
it was the audio that leaked of the actual arrest. Here it was.
Oprah's vagina. This is your last warning. Put down the gun.
Was it QAnon? Do we know that?
It was QAnon, yeah.
And why would so many people retweet something so absolutely stupid?
Because people are dumb. I kind of become bothered that she came out to shoot it down because it almost legitimizes some of the QAnon stuff.
I can't help but think that she could sue QAnon because they obviously it's not real. They knew it wasn't real. They're trying to make a thing.
Who do you sue?
Yeah, you can't sue Facebook if someone puts a post out that says, you know, Drew Lane is a sex trafficker.
Well, I mean,
nobody knows.
As far as social media, I mean, we're in new territory. There have been successful lawsuits in social media.
Against Q?
No, not against QAnon.
No one knows who they are.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what's so insidious about this, the idea that we can't know. I mean, the dark web, we supposedly couldn't know who was on the dark web. We found that guy yeah. who was arranging murders.
Silk Road guy. Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, and he's in prison now. Of course, there's a gazillion people saying, oh my God, it's outrageous, he's in prison, he has no business. No, he arranged for, I believe, 4 different murders.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them happened, but he was shown pictures of the dead people, fake pictures, posed pictures. And he believed he killed 4 people. He paid 4 people to kill people. So, I mean, I'm glad he's in prison. And frankly, I don't understand this idea that, we can do anything, we can figure anything out, but we just can't ever know who is behind QAnon.
Well, you would think if one person could get to the bottom of it, it's Oprah.
Yes, she has the resources. I mean, honestly, I mean, Silk Road, seriously, it's a good example. They figured it out.
Yeah, I love
they how wanted
they busted
to.
That guy, too.
That was a great story.
Yeah, it's on
I
his
mean,
computer.
That's,
yeah.
Actually, Rolling Stone did a fabulous one, yeah. story on that. Oh, my God. If you like true crime, look up, what's the Silk Road guy's name?
I'm sure it's just, we can
yeah, if you look up Rolling Stone.
We'll link it in the notes.
Silk Road. That is a great article. I could not put it down, and I think I reread it, actually, because I'd kind of forgotten about it.
Dead End on Silk Road from 2014.
But that guy, first of all, thought he was hot,
yeah.
which bothered me the most, more than him arranging murders.
Is he hot, Trudy, this guy? Look at him. Mm.
He thinks he's hot.
No.
What?
He's got a very bland face.
He had
I get really tired of looking at it.
He had a super hot girlfriend, too.
Really?
Yeah.
He really did. Yeah, he did. And he lived, I mean, in one respect, he lived really light. You know, usually when people make the kind of money a guy like that makes, because he had hundreds of millions of dollars, didn't he, on Bitcoin, between Bitcoin
lot,
and real
yeah.
money. And yet he lived this clandestine life in an apartment in San Francisco with 3 people who didn't know who the fuck he was. In fact, he used a fake name. And fortunately, and I'm sure that's probably why he was out there so long, because he didn't live ostentatiously. But finally,
unlike that other guy who was in Australia who had all the torrents that he stole. .com. What was his
yeah.
last name? Was .com.
Yeah.
Oh, was it Kim.com?
Kim.com.
What a turd.
I know. This guy, though, went to the library to do his
yeah.
his Silk Road business. And Silk Road is the dark web where they sell drugs. And they did. They transacted drug business constantly on Silk Road. You could buy all the ecstasy you want, all the quaaludes you want, all the opioids you want, all the anything you want on Silk Road.
Good times.
I know. Those were good times. Boy, if I had known that at one time in my life, who knows what I would have done. I mean, isn't that bizarre, though? I mean, yeah. I just kept thinking, because I read about Silk Road and the dark web, and I thought, but if all these people are on it, surely if they can find it and they can get in it, then people, somebody like the FBI, can get in it and find out who those people are, and they would stop them.
Right, but didn't they have to get in it and then ride for a little while to find out who was running it for real?
There were some really smart tech head type people who got in the mix, and eventually the FBI got in the mix too. But I believe it was somebody who was sort of a warrior on his own who originally got into Silk Road.
Oh wow!
And started exposing stuff.
Lone Rangers.
Yeah, one of those guys. But the FBI did get involved, and they did bust him and they put him away. And you know, that trial was kind of a battle.
Yeah.
He, of course, had lots of money, lots of resources, great lawyers, and a lot of people supported him. I mean,
yeah.
Why would you support someone like that? I don't understand a lot of these things. But it just seems that someone can do something so incredibly wrong, it's so black and white to me, and yet they always have supporters. There's always people go, no, it wasn't wrong because of this. It was the dark web, and you're allowed to do anything. It's freedom.
Right.
I think there was a big question, too, with the civil forfeiture when they arrested the Silk Road
guy. Yes, there was.
Because a lot of it was in bitcoins. So the question was, well, who does this really belong to now? Does this belong to the federal government? You know, who gets this and where is it?
Well, and how is it converted?
How do they access it if he doesn't give them the...
Yeah, $30 million in bitcoin.
Wow.
I think he had a lot of money in real money, too. Yeah. Amazing.
He had a file labeled emergency that detailed his escape plan if he was caught. Encrypt and backup important files on laptop to memory stick. Destroy laptop. Destroy phone. Hide memory stick. Get a new laptop.
Unfortunately, he had that list on
Yeah, the that's dark how web. They know. Yeah. Go to the end of the train. Find a place to live on Craigslist for cash. Create new identity, name, and backstory.
Oh, I want that list. I think in case you never know when you might need it. That guy's already figured it out.
I have to admit, it was an exciting story to read. And he traveled all over the place, too. So this guy, I mean, I was surprised, really. I thought, he seems like the kind of guy, when you see the guy, for example, who, you know, cut the guy's dick off when they were trying to steal the $1 million. We talked about that 2020 from Friday night.
Yeah.
Hassam Nayeri. Yeah, that asshole. He gets arrested. Well, he's arrested, first of all, for killing his best friend in a vehicular manslaughter, drunk driving thing where he just drove into a ditch. He just flies to Iran. Yep. Just flies to Iran. Gone. And he was born in Iran, so Iran just goes, oh, we love you. We don't care if you killed 5,000 people. We love you. Nobody's going to get you here.
Cool. Which
I don't understand. Does Iran really?
Yeah.
I extradition seems to me, in 2020, it seems that anything that we describe as a country would return a guy that murders people.
Yeah, but Iran will do anything to tell us to fuck off, won't they?
But he's in their country. I mean, how long before he kills someone in Iran?
Of course,
he won't do that because they'll take care of him.
Right.
They'll make sure he doesn't do that again.
They just don't want us to have him. So.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
And so we got him to, fortunately, if you missed the show, his girlfriend here, who he started dating when he was 24 and she's 16, just for reference point. This was years later, I think 7 or 8 years later, they got her to portray herself as someone who was dying to bang him because she hadn't had him in 10 months. Actually, she hated him. She beat the shit out of her all the time, but she insisted to him that she wanted to meet him in Spain for like a honeymoon sort of thing. And he fucked up and fell for the bait, and he had to transfer in Prague, and we have reciprocity with Czechoslovakia, so see ya! Of course, then he escaped from Orange County Jail. Videotaped his escape, too. And kidnapped a cab driver who he wanted to kill. And went to San Francisco and was, you know, putting out videos of himself in a van, eating bananas and just having a ball, getting high.
Can he ever just be mellow?
Well, he was being kind of mellow, but unfortunately got out of the white van he stole, and a homeless guy who was a news junkie saw him. and recognized him.
What are the chances?
I love that story. God. That was a great story. The Silk Road story was great, too.
There's a petition to release the Silk Road guy, Ross Ulbricht.
Always. No, people are always trying to get him.
They want Trump. It got 55,000 signatures.
I know. It's so maddening. It's just so fucking maddening.
How long is his sentence?
That's what I'm trying to
It's 40 years, I believe. I think it's 40 years.
His appeal made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Wow. No, he has resources. He's got great attorneys. And he's got a lot of people behind him.
How much money do you think he's got buried?
Oh,
God, tons.
Yeah.
Tons
he's got, I mean, how much Bitcoin alone?
30 million. Thanks for listening.
Wow, it's upstairs.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to change the subject just to get off this dreaded...
By the way, that was 30 million in what, 2014? Who knows what that price has moved since then?
And he's a squirrely kind of guy. You know he's got money somewhere they don't know about. We were talking about yesterday.
He's got double life imprisonment plus 40 years.
Oh, I thought he just had 40 years to life.
Without the possibility of parole.
Oh, good. I don't want that fucker out. Yeah. Fuck him. We had yesterday, of course, it was nice to have some actual news as Tom Brady. Announced that he was not going back to the Patriots, and it turns out he is signing with the Bucs. That's official,
right? Did you see the dumbest reason, one of his reasons as to why he's signing with Tampa Bay?
I don't think I did. Does it involve his production company?
No. No, he wants to be as close to his son, the one he kissed, Bridget Moynihan's.
Wait, the kid he made out with lives with him.
No. He lives with his mom, Bridget Moynihan.
Oh, she's... Okay, right.
He wants to be as close to him as possible.
So they can
he's
keep
Tom Brady.
Out.
He has a private jet.
No, he's a private jet.
Or Giselle does.
Where do you think the kid lives? Because I assume when I heard that, this kid must live in Orlando or something.
I thought he lived in New England.
Lives in New York City. You're going to sign with the Jets and been right next to him.
Then what is Florida the advantage to Florida? Nothing.
Well, it's closer than Los Angeles.
Oh, Christ.
Or okay. Las Vegas.
Whatever. Fake! just a fake story. Being close to his child is not...
He doesn't care.
Is not... factor into the decision, or he wouldn't be in Florida.
He said so. He doesn't lie.
Because he'd been better off in New England.
Of course.
So it's not a reason. No. And this production company thing, I read more about that, and I'm just livid about it. Tom Brady doesn't know the first fucking thing about production!
Yeah, he does. He's handsome.
He doesn't.
I thought of one more athlete, though, who changed late in his career. Rasheed Wallace. Became a Celtic.
He played for a couple teams, but we're always going to think of him as a Piston, aren't we? No. And he wasn't even here.
Absolutely, yes.
He was in the championship series against the Lakers in 2008-09, I think.
Did you see
the
which was
in
cool.
Philly
he played well.
Allen Iverson with the Pistons.
Yeah.
I got a couple emails about that.
Yeah. Did you see the email that said, hey, you guys mentioned Jerry Rice. Don't forget, he's also in a Broncos uniform.
Yep. And a Seahawks uniform.
We mentioned the Seahawks, and there was a third one that I didn't remember. Him ever playing for. I always think, how about Steve Young as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer?
Oh, I didn't even remember that.
Wait, at the end of his career?
Very beginning.
Oh, I remember that.
Buck, yeah.
Is that as weird as people shifting radio stations and,
it
and
is a,
adopting
yeah, a little bit.
different call
like
letters?
I feel like 105.1 is my...
It is.
My, let's see, what would that be? That would be like Willie Mays with the Mets when he sucked.
What's this?
Except I'm not Willie Mays in the first place. there were a number of other ones that came up that I thought were all really interesting. And the Tom Brady thing, I just can't get past the idea of him being in that ugly uniform.
So weird.
He seemed like he belonged in red, white, and blue, didn't he?
Yeah, he's an All-American boy.
Yeah. Yogi Berra played with the Mets.
Yeah.
The expansion Mets, which is really funny. Franco Harris, I completely forgot this.
Seahawks.
Yeah. He held out in 1984. This is when he was 363 yards from Jim Brown's record, which at that time people thought was unbeatable.
I had no idea he was even that close.
He was.
Wow.
And Jim Brown, and you might not remember this, but Jim Brown was threatening to beat him in a sprint. Jim Brown was like, I could out-sprint him. He runs out of bounds all the time. And there were a lot of people were pissed that Franco Harris was going to beat the record because he did run out of bounds a lot.
But he's not as good as Jim Brown.
So he held out. The Seahawks signed him for $500,000, which was more than a lot of people thought he'd get. Although he had 1,000 yards the previous year. Well, he only rushed for 170 with the Seahawks in 8 games, and that was it. He didn't pass him. Or did he pass him eventually? I'm not sure. I don't think he did.
I don't think so.
And then Karl Malone, Gary Payton, they were going to get the rings.
Oh, as Lakers. Yeah.
They did.
I thought these were really good, too. Bobby Hull and Gordie Howe.
The Whalers.
Gordie Howe had retired from the Red Wings in 71. And then 2 years later, Colleen Colleen.
That's the Mrs. dumbest thing that everyone whose name is Colleen, I think that. I don't even know why.
Worked out that incredible deal with the Houston Aeros of the WHA. And
so
then.
He could play with his kid, right?
Yeah, he played with his son. And then he ended up with the Whalers, the Hartford Whalers in the NHL. And Bobby Hull was, you know, I was a kid when Bobby Hull played with the Blackhawks, and he had that incredible, the Golden Jet, one of the coolest nicknames possibly ever. And he had the biggest slap shot in the league, and he scored 50 goals, I think, 4 or 5 times with the Blackhawks. He was really in his prime when the WHA started, and the Winnipeg Jets offered him about triple what Arthur Wirtz and the Blackhawks were paying him. And he signed with the Winnipeg Jets, and I just remember as a kid, like, I can't believe this is happening. How can Bobby Hull just leave?
I got to say, I thought Gordy looked great, though, in that Vipers jersey.
Oh, jeez.
I know. He was so effective in his one shift.
Yeah, the same night as the Tyson-Gulotta fight.
And same masses building. At both, wasn't he, somehow?
Yeah, the same place.
Same building.
So funny.
But Bobby Hull had a bunch of really big years with the Winnipeg Jets. I feel like he could have been the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer, but he had signed like 6 or 7 years with the Winnipeg Jets, and then he came back. He played with the Hartford Whalers, I think, briefly, or was it the New York Rangers? He had like half a season with them.
Yeah, because eventually the NHL, you know, Winnipeg became a part of the NHL in the 80s. But yeah, he went to Hartford that final season.
Oh, you go to Hartford. What were his stats that year?
Well, in only 9 games, he had 7 points, 2 goals.
7 points in 9 games isn't that bad.
So he would have had like 60 points.
Well, that entire season, 27 games, 6 goals, 17 points, and a minus 10. I don't know. He was 41 years old. Yeah. Legs are gone.
Harmon Killebrew played a year with the Royals. I completely forgot that.
He was
such a twin. He played with the Washington when they were Washington. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, the Senators, and they moved to Minnesota. Yeah.
They almost traded him to Detroit.
He had 14 home runs with the Royals. He was the 5th all-time home run hitter when he retired in 75 after 1 year.
I had no idea the Royals even existed when he played.
They were pretty fresh then. I think they were 5 years in the league.
Wow.
The Bobby Orr story, I read more about that. Bobby Orr, the Bruins actually tried very hard to sign him. They offered him 18.5% of the ownership of the Boston Bruins. And his agent, Allen Eagleson, who has since gotten in all this trouble for stealing, Allen Eagleson didn't tell him.
What?
It involved ownership of the team. So he signed with the Blackhawks.
Could he sue that agent?
I think the guy's been sued to death, I believe. I forgot the story with Allen Eagleson. Didn't he steal from the Players Association or something?
He had a great toupee.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty nice.
Oh, wow.
Well, he was disbarred.
You know who else we forgot? Pele. Pele,
oh, the
biggest soccer star in the world. He'd retired in 72, and he signed with the Cosmos in 75 for $4.5 million.
But nobody remembers his other team. I guess just Brazil.
Well, yeah, that was his career. That was his regular career, wasn't it?
Yeah,
wasn't
but to see him 72? As a Cosmo, I think a lot of people here would think of him as a Cosmo
first.
Oh,
well, people in Brazil, trust me,
they
knew it was weird. They didn't like seeing him in a New York Cosmos uniform. And the New York Cosmos had the attention and the excitement of New York for about 1 year. And
a great documentary.
Yeah, the documentary. There. Mick Jagger was in the locker room, like, "Oh my God, Mick, you got sucked into that!" Ha ha.
Yeah, here's the audio I pulled of it.
Halfback passes to the center, back to the wing, back to the center. Center holds it, holds it, holds it.
Wow, nice play by Pele there.
Yeah, it ended up being 0-0 at the end of it.
Jerk.
Martin Brodeur played 7 games with the Blues after 21 years with the Devils.
Huh.
Mike Modano finished with the Wings.
Yeah.
Ichiro and the Yankees? A little weird, but he was there for 4 years, I think. You know, the one that really bothers me is Brett Favre with, he played with the Vikings. No, he played with the Jets too.
Yeah, well, we remember that. You know why?
Because he threw a really...
Showed his dick to Favre Girl. Oh,
that's right. Jen Sturger.
Favre Girl.
Yeah. Of course, people were hitting her sister up with their, "Are you Favre Girl's sister?"
No,
oh my God, you're terrible. Happened. It never happened.
I mean, it's a stressful time. He left a very successful team. What if Brady does that?
I feel like Brett Favre's seasons with the Jets and the Vikings don't count. It just
didn't
feel like it happened.
He had one great year in Minnesota.
He did,
and
he
hurt.
He did. Shaq played with the Celtics in 2011.
What?
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
The reason being is because there's that great photo of Shaq basically as an entire rainbow of the NBA, and it has him as the Miami Heat, red, the Suns, orange, the Lakers, yellow.
Wait, Shaq was on the Suns? I don't remember that.
Yeah. The Magic, blue, the Cavaliers, darker blue, back to the Suns, purple.
Don't most people think of him as a Laker?
Yes.
And then Magic.
I don't know. And with Miami, too, though. He won a championship in Miami, right?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I loved the Orlando Magic.
They were in the finals 1 year.
Penny Hardaway.
Pete Rose, do you know who he got his 4,000th hit with?
Montreal, right?
Yeah, the Expos. Yeah. God, I can't believe he got that. Hey. He was with the Reds for a long time, the Phillies for a good while, and then before he came back to the Reds, he played for the Expos for half a season, 95 games, and got his 4,000th hit with the Expos.
I think it's because I have that baseball card. I'm serious.
I know. He didn't look bad in an Expos uniform. I thought he looked kind of cool.
Those Expo uniforms are fucking cool.
They rock it, man.
Let's see.
You know, okay, I'll show you, Trudy.
Yeah.
That logo was really cool.
It was. The logo was great, and the colors were great.
Can they bring them back?
Yeah,
look at
you should.
Isn't that a cool logo?
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
It says that it's a B.
Yeah? What does it say?
I don't know. I just like the logo. Sweet. There's the uniform. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
You know, the one that I think everyone kind of was, it was just really strange, was Joe Montana with the Chiefs because he hadn't played in a long time. He had been so injured, and then Steve Young came in and was the younger guy, and he was a star. And so Joe Montana signing with the Chiefs was sort of like, oh, really, Joe? You can't just quietly go out? You know, which is kind of how people felt about Favre. But he went to the Chiefs, and in fact, that was when Marty Schottenheimer was there. And Marty had put together a series of good teams, but they never could win the first round game in the playoffs. They always went out, or they just missed. And they were like 10-6, 11-5, you know. Montana shows up, and in 93... he was able to start 11 games. He was 8-3 as a starter. And then the playoffs, they beat Pittsburgh 27-24. They beat Houston 28-20 and then lost to Buffalo.
Oh.
Their last Super Bowl. Their last Super Bowl. They lost 30-13. And then he came back in 94 and he was 9-5 as a starter. And they again went to the playoffs where he lost to Miami 27-17, his last game. He was 26-37 for 314 and 2 touchdowns.
I said Joe Montana.
So he was still good. But that was the end. I'm also on the subject of sports. 97.1 is announcing all the old games they're airing.
Oh, boy.
I thought that was kind of clever.
I don't know. What do you do?
Well, you would hope you would have enough talent. Why don't they just rerun a... or Jamie and Stoney, or
yeah, would you really want to listen to the 2010 Duke versus Butler game?
I know, and that's
probably on
the
YouTube anyway.
Michigan State versus Indiana State in 79. I know, I mean, it's a fascinating game, but am I going to listen to the whole game on the radio?
No, you're going to tune in for like 5 minutes and then go, why am I listening to this?
And they have new people call it, you know, like with fresh eyes.
I'll just redo it. You know what they should do? They should do
what? Carson Anderson call the game. Just look at the videotape.
Well, remember when we did that at Riff years ago with Michigan, Ohio State? We'd let it run on Madden, or not Madden, but the NCAA game. Why don't they just get an old game and play it out and then do play-by-play with that? Listen to that.
They like thinking.
Don't they sound so bummed out? I mean, I don't care what time I turn on 97.1. The only reason I turn on is go, oh, I can't wait to hear 97.1 talking about coronavirus.
They sound
so bummed out.
I had Carson Anderson on, and Karsh is at home, and Anderson's in the studio. Apparently,
Karsh self-quarantined?
They don't care if he gets sick, apparently. No, I think they're socially distancing,
I see.
Are they really close to the studio?
What about Anderson?
No, they don't care. He's in the studio. They don't care if he dies, apparently.
Okay, so Karsh is their main asset in that show, I guess.
And maybe he's less at risk than Gator. So I listened for a while today, and a lot of the talk was about like what was going on with Karsh's kids because they were in the house, which was interesting for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, that can
you know, it's kind of interesting how they're bothering you, but then it kind of waned.
Not that interesting, though.
I hate having kids, bud.
It's real, and it's time to be
real. And it's real
boring. That is so real.
It's real, man.
That's real life. I know the names of his kids now.
Well, and his experience is your experience and other people.
Is Mojo, are they socially distancing in the studio?
He on their Mojo, girl.
They can't, They've got 16 people in the show. They can't socially distance.
They're all in their own separate studio in iHeart.
I bet they're fucking mojo. They better leave this shit alone.
Well, they have that really cool area where they do live concerts in that building.
I'd never seen that until really the Queensryche guy played in there.
Oh, you watched Jeff Tate?
I did see some of it. It was on all over Facebook.
So they could just spread out down there, have some people down there.
Yeah, sure.
How often do they have a concert in there?
I only seen a couple.
Wow.
I mean, that space could be used more. It would be fun to have
more
things.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I would think they do that a lot. I know Q101 in Chicago does concerts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a studio like that.
Radio should do much more of that.
Yeah, we have the resources. But now we, you know, nobody can come in, so.
Well, now it'd be better than ever.
I know, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Oh, breaking Man on the Street. Cool.
I saw that dill hole.
It should be treated as breaking news when people do Man on the Street. Because these people are, in essence, breaking their public silence. All of them.
I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip playing. 2-3 months. We're just out here having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break. What is there to do here other than go to the bars or the beach? And they're closing all of it. It's really messing up. I think they're blowing it way out of proportion. I think it's doing way too much.
Doing us bad. We need a refund. This virus ain't that serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty. We need to address that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we planned this a long time ago, and it was kind of up in the air if we still go. But, like, we're here. I just turned 21 this year, so I'm here to party, so it's kind of disappointing. But we're just making the most of it. We met these other people in our little Airbnb spot, so we're just hanging out with them.
Oh, boy, that's a piercing voice.
Get drunk before.
Just shut that voice down. Don't worry about the virus.
I mean, instead of masks, we're going to make the best of it. We're enjoying ourselves. It sucks. And I'm from New Orleans, so this really sucks.
What?
However,
what does that mean?
We're going to enjoy ourselves. We're having day parties all day. It's my birthday, St. Patrick's Day.
We're just trying to roll with the boy. We're just living for the moment. We're just going to do what happens when it happens.
Oh my God.
When stuff closes, we're going to do when it closes. But besides that, we're just trying to have the best trip we can.
Don't they
all? That dude's dying ASAP.
It's on CBS.
They all made some great points, honestly.
They all look very unhealthy, too.
The first guy
looks like he has fever.
You know, watching this old clip of.
He's got AIDS.
Of 20 year olds in like 1964 at spring break, and I forgot why. Remember we watched that old thing about spring break?
It was on a Dateline or a 2020, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, no. You know what it was? Wait, was it on like Megyn Kelly's show that she had for
it could have been. I don't remember exactly, but I don't care when you watch 20 year olds. It's kind of like watching the. Remember we watched the thing about the punkers from the early 80s?
Yeah.
20 year olds are incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry if you're 20. 20 year olds. You're old enough to think you know it all, but you don't know a fucking thing.
Nope.
And you also have the added disadvantage of quite often thinking you're hot.
and thinking that
you need to make your voice heard. You really shouldn't. It's kind of like, be ready for Generation Z.
You know, the great thing
is
this generation coming up now, all of it's documented on video so they can look back at it. And I hope there's no video of me at that age because I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure I said something incredibly stupid that would blow my mind. I would probably want to kill myself if I saw much of what I said when I was 20. Really? 20-year-olds are.
They're dumb.
You know, I've had this conversation many times. What is the dumbest age? Because, you know, when you get into 14 and 15, they think they know it all, too.
Yeah.
But they're not, you know, they don't have licenses yet. And then 16, 17, they're fucking driving. They think they can go anywhere they can. And, you know, they really don't, you know, it's parents don't know anything. They're just idiots. They go from being.
They're pretty dumb sometimes.
People they depend on for everything to just fucking idiots. You need to stay out of the way. Yeah. And then 20
years.
18, you're a freshman in college, so you're on your own. But then 20, you're an older collegiate student, so then you really think you're hot shit.
And
21, you really know
you
it all.
Go to the bars and drink. And
yeah. But when you're 20, you still have really never held a job. You really don't know. You don't know anything about the real world. Nothing. I'm sure we have plenty
when you're
of
old-ass parents. Like, I don't know how to send an iMessage, and you're just like, give me the fucking phone. And you take and you're like, okay, let me handle it. And you get it done in 1 second.
There you go.
What is his Twitter like?
Our parents
like?
Don't know how to use a fucking democracy, so we have to. I'm fucking 17.
Where is Hog right now?
That's a wow. He has. Oh man,
he's what at if Harvard?
What is coronavirus?
He used his privilege to get into Harvard. Remember?
He hogged his way in.
He did.
Is he gonna? Let's see.
He's got to have stuff on coronavirus. He must.
Well, on March 4 Live 2 hours ago, let's see.
He's got to say that we're stupid to be overreacting to it.
It's really our time right now. We're going through it right there alongside you. It's easy to feel the impact and tragedy and start. I don't even know what the hell he's talking about.
What tragedy has he been part of now?
I have no idea.
Did somebody shoot up his quarantine?
He retweeted.
Sorry.
Too soon.
Humanity will only survive so many pandemics.
We need to take the guns away from this coronavirus.
We need to learn from this. Coronavirus has too big of magazines.
Oh, 8 hours ago he retweeted Donald J. Trump and wrote, incompetent. Not having or showing the necessary skills to do something successfully.
Oh, the definition of incompetent?
Well, because he retweeted Trump, who said 95% approval rate in the Republican Party, 53% overall. Not bad, considering I get nothing but fake and corrupt news day and night. Russia, Russia, Russia. Then the Ukraine scandal. Where's the whistleblower? The impeachment motion. It just goes on and on.
What's
the? Why is he tweeting that 8 hours ago, by the way?
I don't know. He tweeted the stock market, some audio from the stock market. What's he say about that?
He says, we should call this period of time with collective and massive stock market drops the hashtag Trump dump.
Okay. Good one.
Wow, that's...
What is that?
It's really a coronavous dump.
He's also retweeting...
You can blame Trump for a lot of stuff, but you can't blame Trump for that.
He's also retweeting celebrity PSAs like...
Oh, cool.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, that stupid one we watched?
Oh, man.
Ironically or actually just retweeting?
Oh, he did tweet this towards you,
No,
Brandon.
Not ironically. No, I don't think so.
He tweeted at... producer, for the sake of God, believe scientists.
Well, I believe scientists.
What?
I believe science. I don't think that this coronavirus is fake whatsoever. I don't believe it's fake news.
Oh boy, he stirred
it's up. It's a hoax.
And I'm just sitting
Hog came at you.
I'm just sitting over here laughing.
I'm just
Hog really came at him?
Struggling with the numbers.
No, he didn't. He should, but he didn't.
What? Can you read a couple more Hog tweets? I'm just dying of curiosity.
Millions of Americans have jobs that depend on in-person interaction. Many of them can lose their jobs. Our government needs to support workers, not Wall Street.
Wow. Oh, my God. He's so deep.
How about, I will support whoever the nominee is.
Oh, that's important to know. That's good to know.
So I guess he's supporting Trump because he's the nominee.
A lot of votes.
The Republican Party.
No.
Retweeted Trevor Noah. Oh, I didn't know Trevor Noah had a very important coronavirus message.
Oh, God.
Hey, everybody. Trevor Noah here.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't wait.
So I just wanted to let you know that we at the Daily Show have decided. Don't touch your face. We at the Daily Show have decided that we're not going to be having shows next week. We won't be recording anything from the studio.
Just like
everybody
else,
we're trying to do our part.
I think the fact that
socially distance
David
Hogg
retweeted this hurts Trevor Noah so much, more than anyone could ever hurt him.
I think there's a big crossover.
You try and keep yourself away from people as much as possible.
Oh, duh!
Really? 6 to 10 feet
if
you have to be in public.
Christ.
But let's try to stay away from bars.
Okay, next.
Stood 3 feet away from Spike.
What are you talking about?
So Trevor Noah, also Trevor Noah, is very inspired by Italy.
So I've been inspired by Italy, and I figured...
Hog retweeted this,
like,
too.
Why don't we do this in New York? We're also neighbors out here. Let's be together, you know? I can show you the world. Shining shimmer.
Fuck up!
I just want to point out how not funny that is, especially because when Brandon and I were watching it off the air yesterday, and the second it started, I said, oh, he's going to sing and someone's going to tell him to shut up because it's New York City. I mean, you knew what the joke was going to be.
Do you know, like, I heard...
Hog retweeted this great one from Senator...
He retweeted Paris Hilton, or Paris Jackson, didn't he?
Did he?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. That was
he did retweet Senator Bob Casey, who said, right now in America, it's easier to get an AR-15 than a test kit for COVID-19.
He also retweeted Steph Curry's PSA.
Well, washing hands, good.
Jose Andres' PSA. I don't even know who that guy is, but he taught us.
Chef.
He taught us how to wash our hands.
That's great. Well. Thanks, Hog. How many likes did he get for retweeting that?
Oh, well, you don't get the likes.
For Steph Curry, how many likes did he get?
You don't get the likes. The likes go back to the Instagram. Original person.
Okay. Mm.
So Steph Curry got over 100,000 likes for that. I don't know. Hog gets anywhere from I don't know, 5,000 to, I don't know. He's got some big ones where he's really like hundreds.
He was getting, honestly, he used to get like 100,000 likes when I was getting him through Frampton, following him, when I stopped following Peter Frampton.
Well, he wrote, let's see, this is February 17th. He said, if we get a day off for George Washington's birthday, we should also have a day off to vote. I got 91,000 likes. Wow.
That's a great point.
He also he also did the, you know, the I voted tweet where you take a picture of your sticker and said, I just voted for every candidate the NRA gave the F to. Thanks for the help.
Good job, Hog.
Wow. My favorite moment of this extravaganza is Jared Leto turning up going, whoa, man.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. Like, I think he actually
a silent
believed,
without his phone. So he didn't know about the coronavirus.
In the desert.
But he was only there 12 days. Exactly. So he was not there in early March. How did he not know about the coronavirus?
Didn't have his phone on. Do you think that he like thought he teleported or something into way into the future? And this is...
God.
And his mind was blown when he found out it was only 12 days.
I think he's very involved in himself.
His yes. Picture,
that's probably why he really
his
didn't.
His picture, he's so...
I was telling Trudy, I think he's someone who thinks he's so deep.
Oh, without a doubt. Remember, he brought his own head to the Met Gala.
And then it got stolen, didn't it?
I don't know.
Yes, it did. His head got stolen. But I think he's a person who's both deep and shallow at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's incredible. You're
I know.
Right.
That's a unique category, Trudy. You deserve a lot of credit for creating that category. I like it.
Where people who are sucked in by his physical beauty are like, oh, he's deep. And then they find out he's just shallow AF.
Okay. If you're easily offended by any kind of gun talk, you know, pro-con, whatever, then please fast forward. Because I just wanted to point out that...
oh, boy. Here we go.
There are long lines outside gun stores everywhere. And
what?
Yeah. It's funny. Is there ever
shoot the virus?
Yeah, the people are buying guns because of the virus.
But you got to shoot the zombies.
The question is there ever a reason people slow down on buying guns? Because it doesn't seem like there is. It seems like Obama's elected. Got to buy some guns. Assault weapon ban being discussed. Got to buy guns. Big school shooting. Got to buy guns. People hate Trump. Trump is pro guns. Buy more guns. Coronavirus. You never know. Might need another gun. Y2K. Get some guns. Jesse Smollett. Fakes an attack. Get a gun.
How many guns is enough for someone?
I don't know.
Just think
I'm asking that in a serious.
I would think the people getting guns for coronavirus would already have guns.
Yeah, I suppose. Maybe they need ammo.
Well, that's where they slow down. Is
I think it's
ammo's
really
expensive.
Really, because they love guns, and I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying it just seems like there's never a reason for people not to buy guns, but there's always a reason to buy another one.
Yeah,
true.
That's true love.
I wish I liked something.
Are paper
much.
Company stocks through the roof?
Paper. Right?
Paper company?
They should
toilet
be.
Paper, for toilet paper towel paper. Manufacturers.
Like what,
face
Procter
mask
& Gamble?
Yeah. Makers. Is it Procter & Gamble?
Oh,
or?
Also, this is on BuzzFeed, I believe. They were showing pictures of people who were taking pictures of gun stores where the ammo was empty. You know, just like the toilet paper pictures all over Facebook.
Yes.
It was killing me.
Like empty shelf porn?
Yes. But it was ammo empty porn. Shelf. Like they were out of... I forgot what they were out of, but it was empty, and it was like, oh, my God!
That's played out, by the way.
Empty shelves?
Empty shelf pictures.
I know. I might have to do with thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh.
Huh?
Well, no,
I said every third
it,
post was an empty shelf.
But she's giving it the Facebook. Official played out
okay,
tree
okay, I'll accept
played
that.
Out, yeah.
Okay, I like that.
And Procter & Gamble, which, of course, creates Charmin, they took, I don't know, a little bit of a hit around, you know, the 10th, 11th, 12th, but they seem to be climbing back pretty strong.
Full disclosure, I'm a shareholder.
Thank you.
Well, I don't want to talk about it. You have to know full disclosure if you're talking about a stock.
No, I agree. Absolutely, always. Brandon, can you check my Geldof tweet and see if it's getting retweeted more? I thought maybe I was onto something there.
What were we at, 26 before?
24, I think.
24. Okay, we're at 29.
Okay. That's
29 retweets, 53 likes, 11 comments.
Can I retweet the please retweet?
You want to retweet your own tweet?
Really? That's kind of.
Do it.
Oh, I'll retweet it, and then I'll get my 5,000
Thank you.
People.
Thank you. Please retweet it. And all of you out there, please retweet it. We need Geldof to put on a show. And the Stones are sitting on $4,400 of mine. Mm-hmm. They should do a show.
Why does Geldof have to do the show?
They don't need the time to be out spending all my money.
But why does the fake Bob Geldof on Twitter need to know about it?
Well, because they'll get in touch with the real Bob Geldof, because they are tight with Bob Geldof.
Who else can put on a big show?
He wants those people to handle his Twitter.
There isn't somebody else that can put it on? Why is it only Geldof?
Who else should I tweet at?
I don't know. Kanye? Joel Osteen? I don't want to see that show. Please don't tweet at them.
Okay, people I'm really mad at today. There's a few. And I want them canceled. Or infected with the virus. I'm not sure which. Maybe both. Did you see Britney Spears came out with this thing about, I'm being bullied on Instagram? Yeah. Because she took some pictures she posted that were very similar. And some people are going, oh, you just posted that. You were just on a red background the other day, Britney. She calls that bullying.
Well, that's
now,
mean.
Really, with all we have to think about, worry about right now, isn't her timing just a little flawed?
Do you think she knows about coronavirus? Is she going to be the last person that realizes like it's a thing?
Yeah.
No, I don't think she knows much about it. I think she probably thinks it's really overblown.
No, I think you're wrong, because here's her post from today.
Okay, so with the corona disease going around, which is absolutely horrendous and crazy and so scary for our nation right now, I think it's important personally for us to all try to stay with people that lift your frequency to a higher ground and to stay
sane. Wait, stay with people? You don't want to stay with people. Ourselves.
So for inspiration for men and children and women around the world, I'm going to try to do a yoga pose and a yoga move
every day
on my Instagram to inspire others for us to stay
healthy. To get more followers.
Let's go. Where is it?
More likes.
Okay, so
wait, she didn't do one today.
No, she's just announcing that she's going.
Oh, boo.
What the fuck?
I mean, really?
I still think she looks good.
Tomorrow? Isn't she? She's going to do one every day?
First thing I'm doing tomorrow is
I don't know. Her boobies seem to have rosacea.
What?
Yeah, she got a lot of red.
Oh, well, that's because she was just
needs to go to Dr. Rowe. She can get the red.
But honestly, first of all, she wasn't really bullied. There's some idiots that follow her that pointed out that she's posted something that looks very much like another post, and they feel cheated, I guess, which is really dumb. But for her to come out and say, I'm being bullied on Instagram right now, it's a little tone deaf. Just a little tone deaf.
All she's going to do is take pictures of her titties and put it on Twitter.
She has how many followers does she have? Millions, right? Millions.
23.6 million.
Okay, so if three people hate on a post, do we really need a story done about that? Does she really need to point that out and make a big deal out of it? 23 fucking million people, 23 million idiots follow Britney Spears. I don't think it'd be unusual for a couple people to be mistaken occasionally.
I was
we need to do a news story.
I was just trying to think of who else might have a really dumb coronavirus message.
Oh, try Miley Cyrus, because I'm mad at her, too. Because Miley Cyrus just came out today to say that, why she chose now to say that, that she didn't wear a swimsuit or shorts for years after being bullied after she did that song with Robin
Thicke.
Robin Thicke, because people said she looked like a turkey. So she essentially did a throwback bully post.
Ugh.
And there's a fucking story about it all over the place.
Hey, she's got a new message. Let's see if it's corona related.
Right-minded, live with Miley. And every day we're getting just a little bit more official.
Great.
I got a lot of time on my hands.
Awesome.
Are you even a talk show host if you don't have your own mug?
Oh, I guess she wants her own show.
Oh,
called Bright-minded. No. Monday through Friday, 11:30.
Can you see if she has a post about her being bullied and not wearing a swimsuit?
I have not gotten out of these sweatpants for about
Gross.
5 days, and I have no plans on doing it anytime soon.
Ugh.
Why do you talk like that?
I know. God, that's piercing. Ooh.
Check Noah Cyrus. I bet you she is an important
one. Oh, Jesus.
What?
Wait, what about the guy Cyrus? The guy that with the goth guy?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Trace?
Oh, he thinks he's so hot. He's kind of a hot mess. Yeah, I'd love to see Noah's post.
Oh, this is from 5 hours ago. Oh, shut up. No one wants to hear you sing.
Oh, she doesn't have any videos now.
I went to Paris Hilton to see if she had a very important message.
Yeah?
And she does, and it's basically that she's half nude doing pictures for Juicy Couture. She posted that. So then I went back a few days.
It's all like half nude modeling pictures. No mention of it. Which I kind of respect that more. She's just Paris Hilton might be the distraction we need right now.
I think Paris Hilton,
insipid, like,
isn't it obvious though that she would be hurting for attention right now because she's
no one 37 thinks of her
and she really, it's as it turns out, she didn't really have any talent other than being cute.
No, she's a DJ.
Oh, that's
right. But yeah, even that's a little, I think it was based a lot on how she looked.
And now she's not even the only Paris.
That's true too. And then there was Lala Kent from from Vanderpump Rules.
Her and her husband, probably best known for being owned by 50 Cent.
Yeah, for owing 50 Cent $1 million.
Yeah.
And Lala Kent and Randall Emmett. By the way, this marriage is not going to last. He's 48 and he's a dope.
No.
And she's hot. She's 30 and she's kind of hot.
I hope to God there's no prenup.
Their wedding has been canceled due to coronavirus. But they also want you to know that Stassi Schroeder, who is also in Vanderpump Rules, she has not canceled her October wedding yet.
What assholes?
Why do we need to know that? What, are we invited?
It's October anyway.
No, but who fucking cares? We're not invited.
What a shame.
I know, it's just the narcissism is amazing. It's just chart-topping narcissism. Should I pick up a gun?
yes, you
thinking
should.
About it. Yes. Should we call a gun store and see how they're doing? I wonder if they're lines. I mean, first of all, it looked bad to see lines anywhere. There were a lot of pictures, too.
We can call them. We can call that titty bar, too.
Oh, let's call the titty bar. That's more important.
It's in Portland. It's called the Lucky Devil Lounge.
And they're doing carry out with the strippers, right?
Yeah, yeah, they'll deliver their food. Which
it's called
cool.
The what?
Lucky Devil Lounge.
Lucky Devil Lounge. Yeah. Oh.
Sounds sexy.
Yeah.
I wonder how their food is. Delicious. Do you have any one-star reviews?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to look up their menu.
I don't think people are reviewing the food online.
Well, but one-star reviews, just for the sake of having one-star reviews.
Sure, I'll look
it's up. Always interesting.
Yeah!
I'll check our ranking on Chartable. See if we've moved up again.
Vince Neil.
Hello?
Hello?
No.
Carry out.
Hello? I love you.
Did they have a hummus plate?
Did they answer? Hang on.
Not ringing anymore.
You try them again?
Service was I. The guy at the bar barely acknowledges you. What really irked my wife and I is that when we sat down and put $2 on the table, some obese lady next to us started harassing us that we needed to tip more. After she said some very unkind words to my wife, I stepped in and told her off. The stripper kicked us out! The lady was also harassing some other friends at the rack as well. Seems like they should have kicked her out because I always tip well. And even tip when I'm not sitting at the rack because I respect what they do. But the stripper lost out on tips because of some crazy lady thinking she's sticking up for him.
How noble.
Oh, that's very sad.
Well, the point being that the person writing the review was correct.
You mean Keith?
Keith was right.
Hey, they have tachos.
Keith is always right.
These are nachos made out of tater tots.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. The mailbox belonging to
you. How are we supposed to order
a
carryout? What kind of bullshit system is this?
Oh, you're going to leave my one-star review?
Please hang up.
Ah, it's full. Stop serving me beer because I didn't tip the bartender, but I still tip the dancers. What a joke! That's from Captain Chandler.
It's quite a joke, I gotta say.
One terrible experience. Women do not worth looking at. That's the sentence. Women do not worth looking at. Saggy and unattractive. Bad service. Do not recommend.
Let's see. Paul.
One star. Close at 11:50 on a Thursday?
Paul just sent me a great email. And I think he's right. Got to figure out an online way to order from Mesa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make it easier on your people and customers. Uber Eats is probably good, but I wanted to come pick up as we live so close, but they must be busy. Oh, God. Paul. Thank you, Paul. God damn it.
Well, don't you have one of the services?
Yeah, we do. We have Uber Eats.
Yeah,
and we're getting another one. No, I'm just pissed.
Cause yeah, maybe I'll get phone. Mesa tonight.
Yeah.
Ooh, put it on. God, that sounds good.
It does.
Yeah. But look
if you
at
want
the,
to order right now.
Yeah, post show Mesa.
Okay, I was joking.
I agree.
I mean, I wasn't joking, but I'm in. Sure.
Something they need to add to their menu is from stolen from the Lucky Devil is that tachos plate.
Oh, I know, man. You
nachos
can't stop
with
talking
tater tots.
About.
I know. Sorry.
Wait, breaking news.
It looks
what?
Good.
What kind of breaking news?
Paul emailed again. Never mind. Uber Eats works great. Got it figured out. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
I don't know what Uber is.
248-545-1940 if you're close by and you want to get curbside carryout from Mesa, where the staff is fully employed.
Good.
For 28 more days, well, at least, I hope. No, actually, I think it's going to work out because everybody gets a check. That will make it even easier to make everybody whole and keep the staff.
When's my check coming? When are those coming?
April 6th.
Right. Oh, they're supposed to be sent out April 6th, I guess.
You know, I got a few emails today about KROQ.
Yeah.
Which is the world famous KROQ.
K-Rock, yeah.
K-Rock in Los Angeles. I mean, one of the more influential rock stations. Mm-hmm. Probably, maybe the most. One of the most, certainly. Anyway, they had the great Kevin and Bean morning show forever, 30 years. And Bean was from the UK, grew up, he was born in the UK, and he's been back many times, and he always wanted to move back. So he retired, I think Bean is 63 or 64, and went to the UK, and he's become part of this podcast network over there, which is okay. Mm-hmm. But he left Kevin Ryder behind with the rest of the staff, and they were carrying on, and I got the impression it was going okay, you know. I think it's always hard when you, I mean, I can relate. When you lose somebody in a team show like that, it's a big deal. But, you know, 4 months. And I looked up Los Angeles radio ratings, and KROQ looks like they're flat. I mean, I think they're not doing quite as well as they used to do. They didn't have the morning show numbers, but just the station generally was doing the same as it was doing 3 months ago anyway. It only had the last 3 months. It was February, January, December, and I think he left in November, I believe. So anyway, the big story today was that Kevin and the entire staff were blown out.
Yikes.
Yeah, blown out, and they left him on the air one last day, and I think Kevin Kevin was not happy with the way it was all handled. You know, last sort of one more show by
and
escorted out by security, which is really bad.
It's never a good look.
No, it isn't.
And it always gets out now too.
Well,
I think they were good guys too. They sounded like good guys.
We were quote unquote escorted out too.
We were?
Yeah. Remember, we had to have somebody with us the entire time to walk around. And
at 105.1?
Security breach.
Yeah, but I mean, they escort people out when the station was bombing.
It was Wiswell.
It was nothing to lose. What were they going to lose? The three listeners?
And we love Ron.
Well, he wants to steal anything.
It was just a corporate thing, and Ron walked us out.
Who walked you out?
Wiswell.
Yeah.
Ron Wiswell had to do that. I bet he was bummed out as hell.
No, the whole time we were packing, he's like, man, I'm sorry, guys.
That's when I left that picture of Charlotte behind with a caption.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We emptied out the entire room except a picture of Charlotte that says, I wish my daddy had a job.
Send a message.
So.
That was pretty
good. It worked.
KROQ moved the afternoon show to the morning show, which is Stryker and Klein.
Stryker and Klein.
Stryker!
Is that their given names? Their mom named him Stryker?
His last name
Klein.
Is Stryker, I think.
Oh, okay.
Which is a great radio name. Stryker!
I mean, he had no other option but to be in radio with a last name like that.
No, clearly. But it sounds like Stryker didn't want to do the morning show. First of all, I guess they don't want to follow Kevin and Bean,
I don't blame them.
That sucks.
Well, no, and it sounded like they were fairly successful in the afternoon, so that why give up another success to replace a failing? You know, I don't blame them at all.
No. Yeah, I think there's a lot of afternoon shows that do not want to do mornings. Quite a few.
Well, no, but if you're doing well in the afternoon, why risk that? I mean, I know you make more money in the morning, the company
I want to say that I think that's where a lot of the rub might be, is do you really think they said, guys, we really need you in the mornings. We're going to bump your pay up by a couple hundred grand, and it's going to be great. No, they probably said, we'll figure that part out later.
Yeah.
We'll pay a little more.
Yeah.
Because radio is just getting very, very, very cheap.
I know. It is funny, though. They automate so many things, and now when they could probably use some live voices more often now with all the news breaking. Be nice to have those people around.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, having a familiar voice to help you kind of get through that issue.
Just going through some more emails. J-Dog says, keep dumb Brandon off the air. Mm-hmm. Brand right. Dumb is too dumb and dangerous to be allowed on the air with his coronavirus denial. It is 10x-ish deadlier than the flu.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting tons of them. Everybody's mad at me. I don't care.
Are you doubling down? The more people yell at you,
quote unquote,
the more you dig in.
Doubling down. I'm confused by the math. I really do. I mean,
I understand what you're saying.
In 57 days, 130 deaths. So by that logic, unless everybody's going to start dying at once, we'll reach your 1.5 million years in about 355 years or something like that.
That's not how it works.
I know it's not how it works.
Well, then what are you talking about?
I don't understand the math of it yet. Well, I apologize.
If we're going to have 1.5 million deaths.
I'll disagree with you about everything, or I'll agree with you with everything from here on out, Mark.
Well, what celebrity will it take for you to believe? Is there someone on Cameo I can have present the information to you?
Leonard Marshall was good for the New York Times columnist.
Oh, that's true.
Father.
Maybe Jonah Falcon. By Jonah Falcon, but he won't do it. Here, watch this nerd. There's a nerd on NBC Nightly News that I saw. I want you to listen to this guy. And I like Richard Engel. I think he does really good reporting.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You like the Dick Engel?
Dick Engel.
Yeah.
Far behind. The respected Imperial College London recently released a study that estimates without any action, 2.2 million Americans could die from the virus. A startling report shared with the Trump administration.
Without any action.
Without any action.
We are taking action.
I know, but there's another update on that. For the action we're taking right now was 1.5, with more mitigation was 1.1.
You know, I understand a lot of people are bitching that we need more mitigation, but this is a lot of mitigation. I mean,
right, but what do you do?
I know, I agree. In fact,
now there are some drugs out there that are antiviral, and hopefully some of those work, and they can crank production out before they even get a shot for you to take. A vaccine.
I'm really not a fan of these random people who just come out and declare that they know exactly how this should be handled. Like billionaire Bill Ackman,
who
I've never even heard of him. But he's a billionaire, apparently, and he says he got the lead story in the Daily Mail that America as we know it now will end unless Trump shuts the entire country down now for 30 days or hell is coming.
Well,
what's his name?
Bill Ackman.
Bill Ackman.
Oh, he's a hedge fund. He's a hedge fund.
Yeah, he runs a hedge fund. So my suspicion is that he's worried about his hedge fund. I want this thing to end faster than later. He doesn't want a gradual, program. He needs this to end now, or his hedge fund is fucked. He's a billionaire and he cares about money a lot.
This is really interesting. Wikipedia describes him as a contrarian investor, meaning
he bets on losers.
Yeah.
He bets against losers. Kurt sent us an email.
He did go to Harvard, though.
Firefighter, paramedic. I want to thank you for giving me laps, and will probably be a long, stressful stretch ahead. Please don't underestimate what you guys do for those looking to get relief from this stress. Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you for your service, Kurt.
Yeah, thank you. Let's see. Listen to the episode. I heard the Andy Dick interview. You always do a great job interviewing him. He always has stories. Do you have a question, though? Did he call the police after his kidnapping?
maybe not.
Here's my idea you probably already thought of. Sometime last year, Andy mentioned he loved watching the same true crime type shows that you do. He even mentioned one by name that you mentioned, too. Idea. Andy's looking for a new stream of money. So have you thought of doing an Andy Dick podcast? This would be different because it wouldn't be just about Andy's crazy life for an hour.
That would be easy to produce.
He's done a podcast before. I think he pod fades.
He does. This he pod about, fades or he gets kicked off for doing blow live on the...
That's right.
I think
on
it might be hard for him to get advertisers. He's a better guest than he is a host, in my opinion, because I've heard him do both. And when he's hosting, he seems... needs direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's distracted. He needs direction. But that's a good idea, true crime story. He's so fucking funny. If you can bring the funny out of him, he's uniquely funny. He really is. And I know some people hate him, and they get mad every time we call him because he's a criminal, and, criminal. He's this and he's that. I
whatever. Know.
talked to lots of criminals.
Andy is very flawed, and he's the first one who will tell you that.
Hey, Rikers Island has a case of coronavirus.
Oh, is it Harvey?
I know, Harvey's gone.
Exactly.
Did they move him out there to save him?
Because of coronavirus? Now that's a conspiracy theory I can get behind, Brandon.
Okay, I'm with you on that one.
He was moved to avoid coronavirus because he is very at risk.
Because of his fake illnesses?
Well, I mean, he's 1,000 pounds. He has no penis. So I mean, he's clearly at risk. He's an 1,000-pound, no-penis man.
Would you guys be willing to take a year off his sentence if he would show us his fucked-up penis?
A year? I'll take 5 off.
I think that's fair. Okay, I'll go to 5.
Well, the humiliation
of this ridiculous penis these women are talking about. It'd be humiliating to him. It'd be almost as bad as 5 years for everybody to see it.
This is only leverage right now.
It is.
I'll show you guys my fucked up dick.
Except he
wants people to see it too, though.
Oh, that's true.
I don't think he wants us to see it. His head was bowed when they showed his penis to the jury. I think it was the only thing he was ashamed of.
Why is that so funny to me?
I know.
I'll take another 5 years off, too, if he has to shit in front of everybody for the rest of the time, too.
Well, he should have. Yeah. I don't know if I'll go another 5. I'll definitely go 3.
Take 5 years.
He should be doing it anyway. If he is shitting privately, yeah. I'm livid. We call his new...
Bellevue?
His new prison?
Yeah. Well, sure. That might be close.
These people answer after hours. While you're looking for that, I'll mention that Judge Davis, who we know well... she got a judgeship in Detroit. She was elected because of the church. She likes singing hymns online. And didn't really have a lot of experience that would make her judge worthy, but she won because the church got behind her. And
Jesus is her doctor, too.
Yes. Now, we all know her because if you remember this, Rob Walchek did a story that she had just decided she didn't need to go to work as a judge for the first 3 months after she was elected because she had a staff wound.
All over the court.
And even though she tried to get a vacation her first week to see a guy in Germany.
Oh, that's right. That? Yes.
Which is kind of weird. She didn't mind him getting the staff wound. She didn't mind him getting infected by her. But then when it came to going to work, she couldn't go. And just for the record, the guy in Germany had no idea how huge she was. Just for the record, just saying.
Because, excuse me, I had a surgery, I have a wound infection and an open wound, so if you want staph infection, all over the courthouse.
What about the guy in Germany?
Did he know she had an open wound? I mean, two open wounds?
No, and he had no idea how huge she was. So, she doesn't show up, and she would never have shown up after 3 months, except Rob Walchek busted her going to work out, going to the stores. And then when they were waiting in front of her house on the street in the Fox 2 van, she called 911 on them, exhausting more resources, of course. And they could not kick them out.
And there she goes, speeding by and not stopping.
So she finally went to work after Rob's piece.
Excuse me.
God, she's so obnoxious, isn't she? She finally goes to work after Rob's piece. And then she demanded to be allowed to use a special entrance because she couldn't walk very well. And they gave her a wheelchair, and she demanded a motorized cart of some kind. And they said, no, we've done enough for you, and you don't even come to work, so
don't
fuck
you. Dying on me.
So then she decided she was disabled and on and on and on. And anyway,
she needs a new doctor.
She's missed a ton of work. And then when she finally started going to work, she would not allow her proceedings to be recorded, which is the law. And my suspicion about this is that she's such a stupid fucking judge that she thought, oh, I better not let them record this.
Yeah, because she probably made tons of mistakes. Yeah.
Jesus is my doctor, and he writes out on my script.
She's a terrible singer, too. They said that she either disabled, disconnected, damaged, or didn't activate the recording device for the 29 cases. Only 29 cases. And this is a docket that is a mile high and got higher. She wouldn't allow a court reporter either. She was questioned about this, and she lied about it. She said, I had nothing to do with it. I didn't do anything to record her.
How can you not allow a court reporter?
I don't know. But you know what they did? They said that you have to come to work, but we're not assigning you a docket because you don't record it. You don't have a court reporter. That is against the law. So we are assigning, we're not assigning you a docket anymore. And so she, I guess for a while, was coming to work and she would not do any work. She would just, I don't know, play with her iPad or who knows what she did. But she has been sucking up a salary. This is since early 2017. She's heard 29 cases in the very brief time that she's gone to work. Well, the state finally has filed a complaint against her, which she's fighting vigorously. I know. What the fuck? Why is it so impossible to get rid of dead weight? God, she's dead weight.
Because they make the laws, man.
I know. But this whole business of judges that think they don't have to follow any rules. And it's the same thing with people with tenure at college. For some reason, they think, I've got tenure. You can't ever do anything to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's never, it's always wrong to not have a way to get rid of people. It's just wrong because somebody will fuck you. And Judge Davis definitely fucked the taxpayers. Oh, God, what a beast. Any luck with the, you were looking up something, Mark?
Yeah, for Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Yep, Brandon's got the number.
Dial it up. It's probably going to be some recorded
Times,
thing.
The New York Times is a story of a bunch of people that went off the grid for like the last month and came back to the coronavirus.
Going off the grid is a thing.
Who goes off the grid?
Some guy named Zach.
Where was he?
27 years old. And a dozen others set out
for... Thank you for calling Fishkill Correctional Facility. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. Otherwise, press 0 and one of our operators will assist
okay,
you.
Okay, cool. All right, operator.
Nice that they have their act better together than the hospital.
Probably do.
Sergeant Dicer.
Hi, I was just calling. I'm calling from the Drew and Mike show in the Detroit area, and we had heard that Harvey Weinstein had been transferred there. We just wanted to verify that.
What? She hang up?
What?
She gone.
Well, can you try it back? That's bullshit.
Disconnected.
Sounds like we get a random operator. Ooh, nice. Thin Lizzy.
Jailbreak!
I like the crazy part of the song where the alarm goes off for the jailbreak. Just all hell breaks loose in the song because there's a jailbreak.
There's gonna be a jailbreak.
Phil Lynott!
In this town.
Security
bridge.
So is it ringing?
Right,
oh, sweet.
You see us coming, I think it's best.
Move away.
Hello? Hello, ma'am?
Hello?
Yeah, I just called a minute ago. I was trying to get some information, and I got cut off.
Oh, well, I got to call back. She didn't say goodbye.
The fuck? I want to hear the jailbreak too. That crazy part of the song. Isn't it nuts, Trudy?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't you be around.
Nice riff. Phil Lynott, way underrated.
Huh.
Tonight there's gonna be trouble.
The huge partier.
Some of us
well, too huge.
See the boys and me in business.
It sounds like. Sounds like. I believe he partied himself to death without ODing, which is impressive.
Just all organ failure.
Oh man, if this part of the song comes when she answers, I'm gonna be so pissed. Here it comes. Heads up. This is just total madness. This fucking jail, by the way. Maybe everybody's watching Harvey shit. Maybe that's where everybody is.
Just looking at his dick.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, pause a minute. Yeah, I was just calling. I've been cut off twice. I'm calling to get some information. Hello?
This is a correctional facility.
Yes,
are you aware of that,
yes,
sir?
I am aware of that.
I am not giving you any information.
Ma'am,
goodbye.
All I, listen, ma'am.
Have a good day.
All I want to know is Harvey Weinstein shitting in public.
Mr. Jailbreak! Oh my God! It all worked out!
Security bridge.
Listen to the sirens. The whole place is up for grabs.
And Phil Lynott's just jamming!
Woo!
Yo! That was intense.
good escape riff for you guys. What the fuck is her problem, by the way? What is she? You call her back. I don't know what she does.
Budget clearance.
What does she reveal? What is the point of her answering the phone?
What can
not
she
call
tell
back.
Into the
city zones. She warned you.
Heck, don't you dare to try.
I'm turning her in.
Is she in trouble?
Yes. I'm putting her in trouble.
Tonight's the night. All systems fail.
All systems fail. Cool.
Watch Commander's Office, Lorino speaking.
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to reach the correctional facility.
Okay, this is the correctional facility.
Yeah, but every time I start to talk to someone, they hang up. What do they pick up?
What can I help you with, sir?
Okay, is this the correctional facility that Harvey Weinstein is at, correct?
No, it's not.
Okay, well, why didn't you just tell me that the first time, and we could have avoided a lot of trouble?
Well, first of all, you need to identify who you are.
I said
you're calling around looking for Harry Weinstein. That's what this is.
His name's Harvey Weinstein, and I said
goodbye.
It was Drew, bitch.
Assholes.
Stupid. I want her fucking in jail or give her the virus. Well, take your pick, lady. I want her to shit publicly.
How rude.
God almighty.
There was a friend of mine on murder.
By the way, you have to identify yourself to ask if Harvey Weinstein is being jailed there?
Or Harry Weinstein.
Like Harry. Idiot. God.
They might not be. Are they qualified then to keep him if they don't know who he is?
And they claim aren't. He's not there and he is?
I think, well,
they, I don't they're really she, good at being testy, but...
She didn't even know who he is. I don't think she ever been me too. You know. Saying. What I'm trying to say there. Better get us out of here, Brandon.
We all know.
She hasn't been me too. I'm telling you.
Never. Not by
trust
yet.
Me. All right. Well, let's see. Tomorrow we'll be driving this truck into the weekend. It's a weird week.
It's going to be a weird couple weeks here.
I know. But it becomes a new normal, and then it's normal.
I don't know.
Yeah, this isn't going to get too normal, is it?
A lot more positive tests, a lot more deaths.
Yeah, what are the positive tests up to in the country?
Let me look.
7,000?
No, it wasn't even that high yet.
How about deaths?
I'm one of them.
Because that
it was 119 last I saw. Oh,
I saw
I'm sorry.
135, right?
7,769 positive tests.
Then it went. Today was a big day.
118 deaths. You think today's something? Wait for the next four.
What?
Well, it's just going to get because they didn't shut everything down until a couple days ago, and it takes 5 days to show up.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the testing, the fact that they're testing so many more people, I assume we're going to see big numbers for a while, but just need to, again, flatten the graph and make it go the other way, and then we can at least think about moving on. The death number has gone up every day for the last week, I believe.
Can I get my Stones money back?
No.
No, Mick is busy sitting on it. We at least deserve our concert. Thank God somebody's reached out to Bob Geldof, so I'll be settled soon. All right, we'll see you. Have a great day.
See you.
See you on Friday.
Bye.